for a touchdown a week ago. He got called back on a penalty, but it was a beautiful run, and I would expect we'll see some more of that from Cordell Washington, who continues, Statman Adam, and people have been to games that Thayer or been on the road to see Thayer. He continues to get better every Friday night.
Yeah, I was not here last week, so I'm looking forward to seeing just how good he's got in the 2 weeks. That's the caliber of player he is. He just gets better and better
at all phases of his game, his punting, his kicking, his pass catching, and, of course, his kickoff and punt return. And he'll be back there with the neighbor boy, the Taylor boy. Back deep to receive this call, or receive this kick from the Able Air. Number 11 will be your kicker. That is Luke Barton, 6'145" junior. And Able Bears on the field, Thayer Bobcats on the field. Let's get ready to go. Hope you enjoyed the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic Thayer Bobcat pregame show. 12 minutes on the clock. Our officiating crew says, let's play some football. It must be 7 o'clock in the Ozarks. The kick along the ground is going to be fielded by one of the Thayer Bobcat up men. That's Xavier Gonzalez. He'll down it to the 35-yard line. That's where the Thayer Bobcat offense will have it. First and 10. And, of course, the senior quarterback for the Bobcats, who has just done an outstanding job all season long. That is number 7, Dawson Harris for the Bobcats, a senior. Off and on, really a 4-year starter for these Thayer Bobcats. Yeah. Started some as a freshman, some as a sophomore, and then, of course, the last 2 years, he's been the guy and doing a great job this year leading this football team. Bobcats will line up with Tommy Poole and Zeb Dubois in the backfield to get the Dubois on. First down play, runs over the left side, out across the 40 to the 42-yard line. That's a big 6-yard run on first down for Dubois for the Thayer Bobcats. 6-yard pickup on first down. By the way, that first down brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Waddish on the tackle for the Ava Bears. Bobcats send the new back in on every play. That's where they relay the plays in and out from the sideline. And now it'll be Dominic Boyce in the backfield. No, that is Combs in the backfield. No, Cordell's lined up back there. And the give is going to go to Dubois, running over the left side again. Gets out to the 44-yard line. Needed 4 for a first down. Picked up about 3 of them on that play. And the Bobcats come up with a big third down play. Third down and 1 from their own 44-yard line. Bobcats electing to run the ball early. And we'll see a lot of that tonight by both teams. These teams want to run the football.
Yeah, run. Maybe throw a pass every now and then, but you're going to see a lot of running the football tonight.
And the way it looks right now, Eagle Bears are kind of loaded up the box here. Bobcats are going to have to hurry. Bobcats still in the huddle. Play clock down to 12. Now they run to the line of scrimmage. Riley White wide to the far side. A man wide near side. Bobcats in a power eye. Oh, I think it was a misdirection play, or a mess up on the play, but handoff goes to Cordell Washington. Takes it out to the 50-yard line. That's a 6-yard run over the right side for Cordell Washington. I don't know exactly what happened there, but it looked like Bobcats were a little out of sync.
Discombobulated.
Yeah, good word. Discombobulated on the play. Tommy Gunpool back in. Dominic Boyce comes out for the Bobcats. Already we've seen 4 different running backs in the game for the Thayer Bobcats. Again, double wide set. Bobcats then split back. Tight end on the near side. They're going to give to Poole. Poole run over the right side. Breaks the tackle. He's to the 40. All the way down to the 35 and taken out of bounds right there. Tommy Gunpool with a 15-yard scamper over the right side. And the Bobcats making quick work of another first down brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Bobcats have found some big holes in that Ava defense.
Yeah, they have. Sorry, I was watching this replay over here. For that good run right there by Tommy Poole.
That was a good run. And he comes out of the ballgame after that run. And see, Bobcats got back there on this play. They're going to line up in the split backs. It is Combs back there along with Dubois. They give it to Combs. He's running over the left side. Gets hit. Breaks a tackle. Still on his feet. And breaks another tackle. He's all the way down to the 20 and brought down from behind at the 14-yard line. That is a run of 20 yards and a first down for Heath Combs, the Bobcat senior, who has not seen on the offense very much over the last 3 weeks or so. And really, we've seen more of the JV on the offense for the Bobcats the last 3 weeks than we've seen of the varsity.
Right.
But that time, Heath Combs, 20 yards on the run for a first down. Bobcats are in the Community First Banking Company red zone, first and 10 from the Ava 14-yard line. And get the ball wrapped to get that to do what? No, it's a keeper by the quarterback inside the 5 and into the end zone for a touchdown. Beautiful fake in the middle to Dubois, and Harris goes in from 14 yards out with a Bobcat touchdown. So Harris, Dawson Harris, a 14-yard run, and the Thayer Bobcats, the first to draw blood here tonight with a 14-yard touchdown run. 6-0 Bobcats. They'll line up and attempt the extra point here. And everybody got in on the action here in the first drive of the night.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We've had 5 different backs touch the ball already tonight.
And a 65-yard touchdown drive that only took 6 plays.
Yeah.
Here's the kick out by Cordell Washington on extra point. Knocks it right down the middle. It's good. Extra point is good. Thayer Bobcats lead by a score of 7-0 with 9:43 to go in the first quarter. We'll be back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley or affiliate agent Capri Bristow.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, the Thayer Bobcats go 65 yards on 6 plays and score the first touchdown of the ballgame as they lead it 7-0 here at Sylvie Field, Harlan Stadium in Ava, Missouri. Cordell Washington's got it teed up at the 40-yard line. The Ava Bears win the ball for the first time tonight. So you like to see that. That's why the Thayer Bobcats like to take the ball. Ava already, 3 minutes into the game, Ava Bears are in a hole.
Right, already playing behind, and that is not where you want to be against this Bobcat football
team. Exactly. There comes Cordell to the ball, going to kick it. And it's a good line drive kick, going to hit about the 10-yard line, and bounce out of bounds before Ava touched it. That'll be a penalty on the Bobcat. And the Ava Bears are going to bring it out to the 35-yard line. If they decide to accept the penalty, they could make the Bobcats kick it over, I guess. But I think they're going to send out the offense. They want to get their offense out on the field and get going in the game here tonight. Ava Bears, again, their quarterback is Aiden Lane. He is a senior, and he's a good one. The quarterback can do a lot with the football. In backfield, number 6, Grant Squattish. Also number 22, Abraham. And number 26, Gunner Evans. Looks like the fullback is going to be 26, Evans. Quarterback will come out a little, looks like he's going to be up under center. They run a lot out of the double wing. It's a single wing right now, 3 wideouts. Lone setback in the backfield. Lane up under center, long signal count. Al pulls up and looks over to the sideline, getting the play in. He'll give it to his team. 12 seconds on the play clock for the Ava Bears. Lane takes the snap, hands off to the floor. No, Lane's going to keep it, trying to get to the outside. Bobcats will knock him out of bounds. And across the 40, that's a nice run by Aiden Lane on the keeper for the Ava Bears over the right side. A strong tackle there. Looks like Tommy Poole making the play for the Thayer Bobcats.
A nice get out to the
pool. And about a 7-yard pickup on the play for Aiden Lane for the Ava Bears. 2nd and 3 for the Bears. This time they come with a single wing. The wing is on the left end. That's a double wing. There's one on the right side, too. Single back in the backfield. There goes a man in motion. Quarterback going to keep it and gets brought down behind the line. That'll be a 3-yard loss on the play for Aiden Lane. And it's Zeb Dubois making a play defensively for the Thayer Bobcat. Well, big Zeb got in there. Didn't let the quarterback hand it off to anybody.
No, nobody was going anywhere as long as Zeb had something to say on that play.
That's exactly right. So we're making a 3rd down and a long 5 here for the Ava Bears. They've got to get to the 45 for a 1st down. Ball sits on the 40. 3rd and long for Ava. In double wing formation, they hand the ball up. No, the quarterback's going to keep it. Dives ahead and going to be short of the 1st down marker. Lane faked it to the fullback and followed him up in the hole. Going to pick up about 4 yards on the play, and it's going to bring up a 4th and 1 for the Ava Bears. Down 7-0 early on your own end. Are you going for it here? I think they are. Coach Casey Merrifield, very aggressive coach. And the Bobcat defense has been known to jump off sides in this situation. Sure, Ava's seen that on film. I'd go quarterback sneak. They do, and the quarterback gets the 1st down as he dives ahead. He'll pick up only 2 yards on the play. But that's enough for a 1st down for the Ava Bears.
Line. That'll be
no tush push, but it was close.
It was awfully close.
So the Able Bears with their first down of the night. This drive starts at 35. They're out to their own 47-yard line here. And a new set of downs for the Bears. Wearing the blue jerseys, white pants, and those yellow helmets. Aiden Lane up under center. Got a man in motion. And Lane, the quarterback, going to keep it again. Just hit at the line and falls ahead for maybe a yard on the play. Bear Bobcats with the tackle there was Connor Crowder. Lane, quarterback, goes by 170. Crowder goes 275. When Lane ran into him, that was all she wrote right there. Second down and 9 for the Able Bears. Double wing formation, lone setback in the backfield. Number 26, that is Evans, has yet to carry the ball. And now the quarterback looking to throw the lefty, throws it over the middle, pass is caught, and down immediately is the receiver at the 43-yard line. It's going to be close to a first down. I don't know if they got enough or not. Number 1 on the catch, Jacob Lobb. And the officials say first down. So they needed 9 on the play. They got 10. Ball down to the Bobcats, 42-yard line. Well, the Able Bears with back-to-back plays for first down. Bobcat defense trying to get a stop here. New set of downs for Ava. Again, double wing formation. Got a man wide to the near side. Goes a man in motion. The handoff goes in the middle. Ball fumbled. And looks like the Thayer Bobcats have recovered. A fumble by the quarterback recovered by the Thayer Bobcat. Who was that? Was that Tipton or Crowder?
It was one of the two. The numbers look so much the same, and they look identical out there.
Yeah, I believe it was Connor Crowder, number 66, that made the recovery for the Thayer Bobcats. So Thayer Bobcats will take over after a turnover by the Able Bears at the Thayer 44-yard line.
Recovered at the 44, first and 10 Bobcats.
And we're looking here on the monitor to see if we can see the replay on that, see who it was. I believe it was Crowder got the fumble recovery. Well, Thayer Bobcats with a fresh set of downs, hold the Able Bears, and with another drive could go up 2 touchdowns here early. First and 10 Thayer. First down brought to you by Ozark Healthcare, Orthopedic and Spine Clinic in West Plains. Eye formation, power eye, now man goes in motion for Thayer. He gets the ball to Poole run to the outside, cuts up field to the 50, east to the 45 and out of bounds. That'll be a first down on an 11-yard pickup. Actually, 12 yards on the play for Tommy Gunn Poole. Tommy with a couple of carries already. 27 yards on 2 carries tonight for the Thayer Bobcats. And Ava's got no answers this Bobcat running game.
Yeah. No, he's got 27 yards. Combs has got 20. Just big play after big play.
Here come the Thayer Bobcats again. This time split backfield, double wide set. Turn, give the ball to Dubois, running left. He breaks one tackle and is down inside the 40 to the 39-yard line. Another 5-yard pickup for Big Zeb Dubois. Getting to play a little offense tonight. He didn't play any offense last week as he was had a mild concussion earlier in the season. Matter of fact, the homecoming game against Houston late in the game, and he didn't play very much offense at all last week. Did play quite a bit on defense, but not much on offense. We have visitors in the booth. Tucker Wade wide to the far side for Thayer. Bobcats come to quick and hand you a handoff. That is Combs again, and Combs going to be close to the first down marker. It'll depend on the spot. They never did tackle him. And it was Combs. Yeah, number 2, Combs. And the official safe first down. Thayer Bobcats on a 6-yard pickup for Heath Combs. So everybody getting in on the action tonight for the Thayer Bobcats on the offensive end. Thayer down to the Ava 33.5-yard line. First and 10, another first down brought to you by Ozark Healthcare, Orthopedic, and Spine Clinic. Tommy Poole back in the game as Combs comes out.
That is the 5th first down for the Bobcats already tonight.
Having their way offensively with the Ava Bears early. Power eye formation. Combs turns, pitches to Cordell Washington, trying to cut it upfield, gets hit in the backfield, spins away, but still going to lose a yard. And that was a game tackle right there by the Able Bears. Cordell Washington actually going to lose about 2 yards on the play. They give him forward progress to about the 35.5, so a loss of 2. That'll make it second down and 12 for the Thayer Bobcat offense. Thayer on the road tonight, of course, wearing the road white with the green helmet, a big white tee slapped on this. On the side, Tommy Poole off the field here as it's like Combs went back in. Bobcats again, double wide set, hand the ball up in the middle. No, give it on the pitch this time to the Bobcat back. That is Combs. He's been inside the 30 down to about the 28-yard line. So a third down and 12, and it's going to be or second down and 12. It's going to be a 7-yard pickup on the play. And now make it third down and doable. Third down at about 5 for the Thayer Bobcats. Actually, it's a short 5 for the Bobcats here. And inside the 30, that's what we like to call the Community First Banking Company Red Zone. Second trip to the Red Zone already tonight for the Thayer Bobcats. And Cordell Washington back in the Bobcat backfield. Actually lines up in a slot left. Bobcats fake a handoff. No, they give it to Dubois running up in the middle. And Zeb dives down to near the 22-yard line. It'll be a first down. 7 yards on the pickup for Big Zeb Dubois. You need 4 yards in the first down. Give it to Big Zeb.
Give it to the Dozer.
The Dozer doing a job here tonight. They are now with a new first down inside the 25 at the 22-yard line of the Able Bears. All Bobcat offense here in the first quarter. 4.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Been a quick quarter so far.
It has been.
Either came well. Ava threw the ball once and completed it. Bobcats haven't attempted a pass yet. Went backfield. Now Harris going to throw. Got it out to Washington at the 25, and he is brought down immediately right there. Tried to have a wide receiver screen, and that time the Ava Bears had it sniffed out. Cordell Washington goes nowhere on the play. It'll actually be a complete pass.
Abraham and Braxton Swearingen.
And will be a negative 2 yards on the play.
Check it out.
Second down and 12 for the Thayer Bobcats. So Cordell catching the pass, but couldn't get away. Number 20 there on the tackle. That was Alex Cornelison, sophomore. 5'9", 150 pounds, made a nice play to get him held up long enough for some help to come along. Second down and 12. Wade wide to the far side. Bobcats run the ball with Tommy Poole. Run over the right side. Breaks the tackle in the 15 to the 10 and taken out of bounds at the 9-yard line by Lane. They'll actually mark him down at the 10. Bobcats needed 12 and give it to Tommy Poole. He goes 14 and a first down for the Thayer Bobcats. It'll be first and goal to go in the Community First Banking Company Red Zone. First and right from the ball sits straddle the 10-yard line. So they have to score a touchdown. Here, 4 plays to get it done. Down to the 4-minute mark. Well, 3.5 minutes actually remaining in this first quarter. Thayer looking to go up 2 touchdowns. Lone setback. 4 wideouts on the field for Thayer. They give it up in the middle. Dominic Boyce hit by the middle linebacker and brought down after, they're going to say, no gain on the play. Didn't see who that was. Filled that hole, but he did a nice job. Number 6, that was Grant Swadesh making a play. Middle linebacker for the Able Bears. Boys for no gain on the play. Second and goal, yo. From the 10-yard line for the Thayer Bobcats. And looks like Zeb Dubois checking in. Dominic Boyce will check out. Tommy Poole is Poole in or is Combs in? Oh, Combs is in the backfield. Combs, Dubois, and Washington. Watch it lines up. And now goes in motion across the back of the formation. Bobcats give a fake. Up in the middle, now they give it to Dubois, and Dubois down to the 5-yard line on the carry. The Dozer going for 5 yards. It'll bring up a third down and goal to go for a big for the Thayer Bobcats after a 5-yard pickup by Big Zeb Dubois. Bobcat fans, and by the way, good crowd of Bobcat folks made the way over to Western Douglas County for the game tonight. Good to see all the green in the bleachers. And as always, great representation here in Ava by the Ava crew. Dominic Boyce back in the ballgame for Thayer. He'll be in the backfield with Heath Combs. Bobcats in a power T. Washington back there, too. They give it to Dominic Boyce. He's into the end zone for the touchdown over the left side. Beautiful fake on the play by Dawson Harris and then hit Dominic Boyce with the handoff, and Dominic goes into the end zone unmolested. Nobody ever touched him. Touchdown, Thayer Bobcats. So down to a minute 58 to go. In the first quarter, Thayer Bobcats lead it now 13-0, trying to make it a 14-point game here with the extra point try. Bobcats line up in the swinging gate. Now they shift everybody into a traditional extra point try. Cordell Washington to kick it, and the kick is up, and it is good right down the middle. Thayer Bobcats lead it by a score of 14-0 over the Able Bears. We're back to Able for the kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
When your team needs custom gear that looks as good as they play, 5D Screen Printing has you covered.
From team jerseys to fan gear, they deliver full-color screen printing and embroidery with the fastest turnaround time in the Ozarks. Support your Bobcats in style without breaking the bank. Get corporate-level quality at small-town prices. See them just south of West Plains on 63 or call 5D Screen Printing at 417-293-4059. 5D Screen Printing. Quality you can wear. Prices you can afford. Go Bobcats!
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, Thayer Bobcats are taking advantage of an Ava Bear fumble that the Bobcats recovered and have rumbled into the end zone. That was a, 58-yard drive, something like that?
Yeah.
And the Bobcats score their second touchdown in the first quarter, and Thayer leads Ava by a score of 14-0. 14-yard touchdown run for Dawson Harris. And Dominic Boyce with the second one from 5 yards out. And again, Bobcats just running the ball. Everybody's getting a shot. Six different people have run the football already tonight. Thayer with two touchdowns to show for it. And we've still got 3:26 to go in the first quarter. Comes Cordell Washington to kick off. A low kick is going to bounce up, taken by one of the up men for Avery at the 30. Trying to find some room to run. There's nowhere to go. Big hit by the Bobcat kick recovery team. And that'll put the Ava Bears in business, first and 10 at their own 30-yard line. Kyle Pitts looked like number 12 on the return for Ava. And a Bobcats down there to make the play defensively. So the Ava Bears, for the second time tonight, will come out. They moved the ball first time they had it, had a couple of first downs.
Yeah, they ran six plays and had 11 yards rushing and 10 yards passing.
And then the fumble by the quarterback on what looked like they're trying some kind of a little trick play on that double wing, and it just didn't work. First down, Ava Bears. Here comes Aiden Lane, the quarterback. Got a man in motion. They're going to give her up the middle. Oh, and it breaks the tackle. And the Bobcats finally catch up and make a tackle at the 49-yard line. That's a 19-yard pickup for, what was that number?
26.
Number 26, yeah, that was Gunner Evans.
Evans.
Number 26 on the carry for 19 yards and a first down for the Ava Bears. Boy, they busted one right up the gut there. Nice job with the offensive line for the Ava Bears, getting a whole block for, boy, that kid's quick, too.
He was quick.
And he's the lone setback in the backfield and the double wing to hand to one of the wing backs, and he brought down behind the line. Bobcats with a big defensive play by number 24, linebacker Dominic Boyce. That'll be a loss of about 2 yards on the play for number one, Jacob Lobb. Actually, it was a young man that caught that pass earlier in the ballgame. So Lobb just dropped for a 2 yard loss, make a second down and 12. You would think Ava Bear is probably going to run or going to throw the ball here. Number two, Howard Wade. And then a slot right. They got a receiver out wide over there and got a man wide to the near side. Laying up under center, fakes in the middle, keeps it. No, gives it to the back in the middle, and he's still on his feet out to the 50 yard line. Brought down there. That'll be number 26, Gunner Evans.
Evans working hard.
Evans to the 50-yard line. We'll pick up about two on the play. Connor Crowder making the tackle for the Thayer Bobcats. And Thayer, again, getting new people in there. I like the way the Bobcats are. I mean, and that's why this team is so deep. They keep fresh legs up there on the front line, offensive line, in the backfield. Third down and 9 for the Ava Bears. Lane up under center. Double wing formation. Got a man going in motion. They hand it up in the middle. No, quarterback keeps it. Gets a pitch out to the wing. He cuts it upfield and, just got enough for the first down. First run of the night for number six. That was Swadesh, and Swadesh needed about 9 yards for the first down, and the official.
And it is enough for me to change for another Ava Bear.
Going to say that was the first down. I'm not quite sure it was, but it was close enough for a first down for the Ava Bear.
Yeah, versus in Ava.
I heard from the PA announcer, Riley White, making the tackle for the Thayer Bobcats. That's a nice run there by Grant Swadesh. First down, Ava down to the Bobcat 40-yard line. Lane again up under center, got a man in motion, and hands it to the fullback. Nowhere to go that time. Number 26, Gunner Evans,
at
that 19-yard run earlier on the first down play. That time he goes nowhere, and that play will end our first quarter. Our score, Thayer Bobcats 14, Ava Bears nothing. We'll take a timeout. Back with your second quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
We all make plans for the future, but car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. Shelter Insurance ranked number one in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region 6 out of the last 7 years by J.D. Power. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
It's football season. Stay on top of your game with vehicle maintenance. Don's Auto Service tackles everything from oil changes to overhauls. Every routine oil change includes multi-point inspection, checking your battery, brakes, tires, and fluids, because your safety is the winning play. Don't punt on maintenance. Prevent costly breakdowns. Don's Auto Service, Porter Wagner Boulevard, West Plains. Check out their tires at donsautoservice.com.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, second down and 10 play with the Ava Bears as we open play here in the second quarter. Bobcats with a 14-0 lead, but the Ava Bears are driving. They've got to again, they give it to the fullback, and he's going to be hit behind the line and dropped again. That is Gunnar Evans, and maybe went to him once too often up there in the middle. Bobcats have really stop things up in there twice in a row. It'll be third down and 11 here for the Ava Bears.
Yeah, Jasper Seifert and Dominic Boyce read that one like a book.
Third down and 11 for the Ava Bears. Evans back in there, fullback again. Tough kid. Boy, he took a pop that time. Lane up under center, the quarterback for Ava. I'd watch him to run it in this situation. And he takes it in the middle, going to keep it, trying to run. Spins away from a tackle and gets down inside the 35 to about the 34-yard line. Aiden Lane with a nice pickup over the right side. They mark him down right at the 33-yard line. It'll be a fourth down and a long two for the Ava Bears.
And a short three.
Yeah, short three or long two. I'd call it a long two here. They've got to get the ball to the just shy of the 30-yard line. They've got it to 33. Fourth down for the Ava Bears. Last time they were in this situation, they went for it, and they made it on a pass play. Quarterback up under center. Got a man going in motion. And look, back to throw it again. Pass over the middle. Incomplete. Intended for big number 88. That's the tight end, Cash Collins. Pass is incomplete. And the Fayette Bobcats will take over football after holding the Ava Bears at the 33-yard line. The Fayette now with an opportunity to go down and get more points. They lead it already 14-0. Bobcat offense has been really good tonight, and the defense has been solid.
Yeah, it has. Been pretty stingy so far. Looks like about 45 yards is all they've got so far.
All right, so the Ava Bears with an incomplete pass to turn it over on fourth down. Bear comes out in a double wing. And they got Tommy going in motion, getting the ball to the left side. Here comes Cordell Washington, cuts it up to the 40-yard line and taken down there. Bobcats out of a double wing, and we do have a penalty flag down in the Bobcat backfield. That usually will indicate somebody was in illegal motion or somebody with a hold. It's going to be holding against the Bobcats. Boy, you can't do that. First penalty of the game. We had a first quarter that was penalty-free by either team. This will be a spot foul. Fair will keep it first down, but it's going to be first in about 20 by the time they mark off this 10 yards. Yep. Mark it all the way back to about the 23-yard line. Bobcats have got to get out to the 43 for a first down. So, this is a situation Fayette Bobcats don't like to be in.
No, not when you're a running team. You do not want to be this far behind the sticks.
Yeah, first, at least it's still first down. First and 20 for the Fayette Bobcats. I know the Bobcat coaching staff, their philosophy is let's get some now, get some on second down, and get the rest on third. Don't have to have the whole 20 right here. Bobcats power T formation. And get the ball up in the middle. Tommy Poole running over the right side. Gets hit. He'll pick up one on the play. Big number 77 making a play for Ava. Cale Hall, 6'1", 230 pounds.
Gary, Cale Hall with the tackle.
And Tommy Poole will pick up.
Shy of the 25.
Just about to. I'll give him two on the play. Second down and 18 for the Thayer Bobcats. Ball just shy of their own 25-yard line. Bobcats with it on second down and long. Tommy Poole comes out of the game. Heath Combs goes in with the play. 20 seconds on the play clock. Bobcats with plenty of time here as we roll in the second quarter. 9:51 to go in the quarter. Bobcats send Riley White wide to the far side. Got a man wide to the near side. Double wing formation. Combs goes in motion. Harris looking to throw. throws this ball to Cordell. He catches it at the 32, 35, 40, 45, and 50. Down the sideline, he outruns one. He outruns them both. It's a touchdown, but a penalty flag down at the 30-yard line. This is a 76-yard touchdown run past Dawson Harris to Cordell Washington, and it looks like this thing is coming back. My goodness, Bobcats. And now the Bobcat coaches. It's going to be illegal block in the back. Bobcat coaches do not agree with the call. Coach Fryer Hancock is all over the official. We don't know what was that. I heard one of the assistant coaches said, we had our hands up. I don't know. That's a tough call there. I didn't see it. Anyway, so the penalty will back the ball up. They threw the flag at the 30 to wipe a 76-yard touchdown pass off the board for the Thayer Bobcats. They're going to mark this off from the line of scrimmage.
And it'll be a 10-yard penalty.
10-yard penalty. It's going to make it second down and about an acre and a half, fall all the way back to the 13-yard line. Wow. They get second and 29 for the Thayer Bobcats. They've got to get out to the 43 for a first down. Second and 10, 20, yeah, about 29 yards.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, well, what do you got? I'd throw the same play. Boy, Cordell turned on the Jets up the sideline. There were two players had an angle on him. He just outran him anyway.
Yeah.
Bobcats come out here on a second down and 29. Dawson Harris gives on a handoff to Dubois. Running, oh, that's Combs running right up the middle. Combs balls ahead to about the 19-yard line. Be a nice gain there of about 7 yards on the play. Get out from the shadow of your own goalpost kind of play for the Bobcats there. Well, Combs will pick up about 5 on the play. Make it third down now and 24. Did that ball come out of there at the end? I think Abel was saying it did, but Combs still had the ball when he was on the ground. It did come out of there.
It did come out of there.
The officials, well, he got it back. Here come the Bobcats on a third down and 24, 15 seconds on the play clock. 8:48 to go in the first half. Bobcats with three receivers on the field. Harris looking to throw. Roll to his right. Throwing this thing way downfield. Washington is open. He makes the catch to the 40. Hit from behind and down at the 30-yard line. That'll be a 30, 40, 50-yard completion. Dawson Harris to Cordell Washington, and Swadesh managed to just grab him by an ankle. Look at the replay on this. What a beautiful throw right on the money, hit him in stride, and Swadesh just managed to get him by the shirt tail and drag him down to 30-yard line.
Wow, what a play.
What a play. Fair Bobcats convert on a third down and 24 with a 50-yard completion. Dawson Harris to Cordell Washington. Cordell getting a glad hand from the coaches when he comes to the sideline. He's beat.
Most of that ball was in the air.
Yes, it was. That was a beautiful throw. Bobcats in a split backfield, double wide set. Harris will give up in the middle. That is Poole, I believe. No, that was Dawson Harris.
That was Boyce.
That was Boyce. That was 24, yeah. Boyce on the carry will get down inside the 25-yard line to about the 24. That'll go for 6 yards on first down. By the way, that first down brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Thayer Bobcats, second down and 4 here. And they're inside the Community First Banking Company red zone of the Able Bears. Again, split backfield. Time to hand it off to Big Zeb Dubois, the dozer. Going to take it down to about the 22-yard line. Going to be short of the first down. 2 yards on the play for Dozer Dubois. Zeb Dubois brings up a third down and 1 for the Thayer Bobcats again in the Community First Banking Company red zone. Bobcats trying to go up 3 touchdowns here in the first half on the Able Bears. Held them on a fourth down play and now have taken the ball right down the field despite 2 big penalties. They're going to end up with like 110 yards on this drive and they had the ball at the 40. Went backfield again behind Harris. He's straight back looking to throw. Gets hit in the backfield. Gets away. Now throws the pass. Incomplete. Intended for Riley White down around the 10-yard line. Had to go high trying to bring it down like a rebound and couldn't bring it in. It would have been enough for a first down, but it's incomplete. That brings up a fourth down and 1 for the Thayer Bobcats in the Ava Bear Community first red zone. Mitchell sets the ball down. Fourth and one here for the Thayer Bobcats. This time, Dawson Harris went to the sideline, got the play from the quarterback. Tommy Poole, Zeb Dubois will be in the backfield as the Bobcats break the huddle. Wade coming wide to the near side. No, he goes to the far side. Ryder White wide to the near side. Bobcats are going to run it with Dubois. He gets hit behind the line trying to power it forward. He didn't make it. Somebody on the right side of the offensive line didn't get a block, and Zeb Dubois has stopped for no gain on the play, and the Thayer Bobcats will give it over on down. I don't know if we've seen that all season long. Bobcats had it. A fourth and goal to go, or fourth and one for a first down, and didn't make it. So the Ava Bears will take over deep in their own end at their own 21-yard line. Good defensive stand there by Ava after the big play by the Thayer Bobcats. Lane comes for the Ava Bears. Lines up under center, double wing formation, and going to give it to the man going to the left side. Nowhere to go there, number one. That is Bob. Bob will lose about a yard on the play. And this Bobcat defense has been stingy in this first half. Ava Bears have not scored. If you joined us late, 6.5 minutes to go in the first half. Thayer leads by a score of 14 to nothing. That was a score at the end of the first quarter. Neither team has scored here midway through the second quarter. 6:22 to play on the first half clock. Lane again up under center for the Ava Bears. Double wing formation. Got lob going to motion. Now comes back. They hand to the fullback, and there's nowhere to go. In the middle of that Bobcat defensive line, they make the stop. That was Evans, number 26. Gunner Evans. Got a great name. And that play will actually lose about another yard, so it's going to bring a third down and almost, well, right at 11 for the Ava Bears. Third and 11. Evans again, man in the backfield, double wing formation. Well, they want to try and throw it here on a third down, 11 play. Oh, the Ava Bears have jumped. That'll back them up five.
Early
illegal procedure on the Ava Bears. So that backs them up five. It'll bring up a third down and 16 now for Ava. First penalty against the Bears here tonight so far. Been a really clean game, those two penalties against the Bobcats.
Yeah.
Very up to this point, the only penalties we've had in the game. Ava now on a third down and 16. You think they got to be thinking pass here. Nobody's wide. And quarterback gives up in the middle. That's Evans. Evans going to bring it out and brought down at about the 25-yard line. He'll pick up about 7 yards over the right side, but that makes it fourth down and about 8 yards to go for the Ava Bears. Christian Pitts making a play up in the middle for the Thayer Bobcats, playing a little nose. And the Ava Bears on a fourth down and 7, deep in their own end, look like they're going to send out the punter. That punter on the field for the Ava Bears, Cordell Washington, will drop back deep to receive this kick for the Thayer Bobcats. He'll stand around his own 45-yard line. There's a bad snap. The punter having trouble getting rid of it. It's blocked. The punt is blocked. It's going to go out of bounds at around the 30-yard line. The Thayer Bobcats are going to have great field position. There was a bad snap, and the punter had a little trouble getting a hold of the ball. And as soon as he did, he tried to kick it. I think it was Dominic Boyce who got the block.
I believe so.
We'll see it right here. I believe it was 24. They got the block. No. It was Christian Pitts.
Yep.
Number 64, Christian Pitts with a block punt. It went out of bounds at the 31-yard line of the Ava Bears, and that's where the Thayer Bobcats offense will take over. First down brought to you by Ozark Healthcare, Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Second big mistake for the Ava Bears in this first half. And Thayer in great field position. Two boys in the backfield, double wide set. They give the ball to the second man up in the hole. That would be Tommy Gunn, and Tommy's got nowhere to go. Mitchell finally blew the play dead after they drove him back about 10 yards, but he gets forward progress right to the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play for Tommy Gunn. Ava Bears.
You don't see that much.
No, you don't. No gain on the play for the Thayer Bobcats. Second down here, Bobcats. Just a yard away from the Community First Banking Company red zone. Keith Combs back in the ballgame now as Tommy Poole comes out. Riley White going wide to the far side. Bobcats going to be in a power eye formation here. Combs is the deep back. And they turn. They give it to Cordell Washington. He turns it upfield. He's to the 15. He's to the 10. 5. Touchdown, Cordell Washington. That is a 20 or a 31-yard touchdown run, Cordell Washington, and he never got touched. He was the deep back in the power eye formation, and a 31-yard touchdown run makes it 20-0 Thayer Bobcats with the extra point try still to come. We're down to 3:52 to play in this first half. Well, Bobcats capitalized twice on, oh, and the Bobcats going to go for two here. Here's Cordell throwing the ball into the end zone. It is complete. Two-point conversion is good. I like that. Threw a pass to Dominic Boyce.
Is there anything Cordell Washington can't do?
I don't know. He hit the two-point conversion there. Bobcats lead it by a score of 22-0 over the Able Bears. We'll take a timeout. Back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. We have a huge selection of Buick SUVs in stock. Buick Encore GX, Buick Envista, Buick Envision, and the all-new 2025 Buick Enclave. The best discounts, the best selection, the best price. And, hey, we are Howell County's only Buick dealer within 100 miles of any direction.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we're back at Sylvie Field, Harlan Stadium in Able, Missouri, where the Thayer Bobcats are dominating the Able Bears so far. 3:52 to play in the first half. Thayer leads it by a score of 22-0. We've seen the Bobcats throw the ball effectively tonight. Had a 76-yard touchdown pass, called back on a penalty, and then right after that hit another 50-yard pass. Didn't go for a touchdown, but Bobcats moving it in all forms tonight. And here's Washington on the kickoff, kicks the top of the ball, bounces around, picked up by one of the deep men for Ava. They're at the 30-yard line, and that's about all she wrote there for number 12. That is Kyle Pitts. He returned the last kick. So the Ava Bears will take over. First and 10 from their own 32-yard line. 32-33, Ava Bears. Not a lot of time left here to go length of the field, try and get on the board before the intermission.
No, 3 minutes, 48 seconds is not a lot of time. Not against this Thayer Bobcat defense.
Yeah, they've been really good so far tonight. Lone man in the backfield, Ava Bears with, well, a single wing. The wing is on the left side. Two men are out wide, and they get the ball up in the middle. No quarterback's going to keep it. That's Lane. He gets tripped up at the 35-yard line. Lane trying to get around that corner, and Dominic Boyce, along with Heath Combs, were there to make the play. It'll be a 2-yard pickup on a first down. Second down and 8 here for the Ava Bears. This quarterback is quick.
He is.
Surprised he doesn't run it a little more. This time they come in a double wing formation. Got a man wide to the near side of the field. That's number 88, Cash Collins, I believe. And a lone setback, Evans in the backfield. Gunner Evans, what a great name. Here's a pitch going to Lob. Lob trying to get up the left sideline. Bob Kiss knocked him out of bounds. At about the 40-yard line. Be a nice gain of about 5 yards there for Lob. But it's going to make it third down and about 4 yards to go for the Able Bears.
33. Call this 39, the 34.
Christian, see number 64 for the Thayer Bobcats, back in the ballgame defensively. That is Christian Pitts.
Rolling in my 6'4".
Yeah. Jasper Seipert comes out, gets a little rest at nose. Third down and 4 for the Able Bears. Again, 3 receivers on the left side of the field right off the end. Quarterback back looking to throw. Bobcats gets some pressure. He tosses out, and the ball receiver is hit immediately at the 40-yard line and taken out of bounds. Big defensive play over there by Riley White. And it will be a completion, but for only 1 yard. Waddish on the reception.
Riley White
making the tackle over there. So a 1 yard pickup on the completion makes it 4th and 3 for the Able Bears. Do you go for it here?
I think they're going to.
All at your own 40-yard line. 3:05 to go in the half. Now they've got the punter on the field, number 4. That is Taylor Harville. They're going to punt it away. With about 3 minutes to go, last one was blocked. This one, he gets it away, and he kicks it to the right side. And it takes an able bounce all the way down to the 14-yard line. That punt's going to end up covering about 10, 20, 30, about 45 yards on the kick. The Thayer Bobcats are going to have a long field ahead of them. They'll start this drive at their own 14-yard line with 2:57 to play in the first half. Thayer Bobcats already leading the Able Bears by a score of 22-0. Bobcats two first-quarter touchdowns, one here in the second so far. And the Bobcat defense has been everything as advertised in this one so far tonight.
Yeah, they have.
Running the ball effectively, throwing the ball a little bit effectively. The defense has been solid. I haven't seen much of the special teams because all Thayer's done so far is kick off.
Right.
And they kind of split backfield, give the ball to Dubois. No, a pitch goes to Tommy Gunn trying to get the outside. He's got a blocker out there, cuts it back upfield. Oh, and he slips and goes down at about the 20-yard line, and a penalty flag is coming out. I think they're going to call that holding. They are, and that's a bad call right there. Had a blocker out there, and they call him for a holding. It's okay to block out there. Anyway, it'll be the third penalty of the night against the Thayer Bobcats. And it'll back him up 10 yards from where it occurred, which was about the 18-yard line. Baseball back to about the 8-yard line. Thayer Bobcats will have a fairly first down. First down brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Be first down at about 18, well, closer to 17 yards to go for the first down. Yeah, I don't buy that. We're seeing it on replay. That wasn't holes at all. Anyway, first and 17 for the Thayer Bobcats from down around their own 8-yard line. Big Zeb Dubois has checked in for the Bobcat offense. And looks like Tommy Gunn in the backfield. Bobcats will bring Riley White wide to the near side. Got him in wide to the far side. And a full house. Actually, they're in the power eye formation. They give the ball to Washington. Washington gets out across the 10 to about the 12-yard line. Think of about two or three on the play for Cordell Washington, just running straight ahead, trying to bust one quick up the middle. Anyway, get second down and 12 after about a 5-yard pickup for Cordell Washington. Second and a long 12. Now Tommy Gunn checks in. Cordell Washington comes out in the Bobcat backfield. Austin Harris getting the play from him. Clock continues to run down to 2:17 to go in the first half, and a very quick first half of football.
It has been.
Bobcast again in the power eye formation. Make a handoff, looking to throw. Throwing this ball down the middle. It is incomplete. I think Harris got hit just as he let it go. And that pass was nowhere near the intended receiver. Riley White
had a step on him,
but ball was underthrown. And again, I think Dawson got hit just as he threw the ball. That'll stop the clock. With 2:04 to go, third down and 12 for the Thayer Bobcats from their own about the 11 or 12 yard line. See what they pull up in the play clock or in the playbook for this one. Play clock down to 17 as Bobcats break the huddle. They'll come in a power T formation, double wide set. Harris up, makes the handoff. Now gives the handoff to the deep back, and he gets out across, well, about to the 15 yard line. They say the ball came out. Ava did. That's the Thayer Bobcats recover, and it'll be about a 2-yard gain, but it'll bring up a fourth down and 10. And from deep in your own end, Bobcats definitely will punt this ball away. All right, Dave Bear, take a timeout with a minute 55 to go in the first half. Thayer leads at 22-0. We'll have a punt in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
Southern Bank backs you like we back the Bobcats, all season, every season. Whether you're saving for your family's future, financing that dream home, or growing your small business, we've got the experience and local knowledge to help you succeed. We're not just your bank, we're your neighbors. Serving Thayer and all of Southern Missouri with the same commitment you see on the field every Friday night. Southern Bank, your community, your team. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, Thayer Bobcats are going to punt the ball away from deep in their own end. We're down to, about a minute 55 to go in this first quarter. Ava called that timeout to save some time for their offense to get the ball back. Cordell Washington, the Bobcat punter, stands back around the 5. He's going to put a foot into it. Oh, what a booming kick. Goes over the head of the receiver. and bounces all the way down inside the 30-yard line. And tackled at the 25. What a play by Xavier Gonzalez.
Wow.
The Bobcat gunner got down there and brought in the that was Evans, by the way, number six. Evans and the Ava Bears will take over at their own 25-yard line. Cordell, that punt, he punted that ball at the 5-yard line, and it went all the way to the Ava 25-yard line. That's 25 and 45. That's like a 70-yard punt.
My math ain't mathing. That's like...
That's about a seven, even from the line of scrimmage, that's about a 70-yard punt.
Yes.
Wow. Bobcats needed that. Ava Bears come out with it. First and 10 at their own 25-yard line, down to minute 46. They're going to give on a pitch. That is Evans trying to get outside. Bobcats swarm him under back at the 21-yard line. Who made that first hit? Dominic Boyce back there, along with...
That was Swattish.
Was that Swattish?
Yeah.
Number one?
Number six.
Oh, number six. That's right. Yeah, you're right. Swattish. I'm sorry. Swattish back there on the carry. We'll lose 3 yards on the play. And Ava Bears, they say, well, let's take our time and get to the locker room. Down to a minute 18 to go. They're not looking like they're in any hurry right now. Second down and 13 for the Ava Bears. Bobcat defense trying to get another stop here. There's a fake handoff in the middle. That'll give to the man coming around in motion out to the 25. That'll be Swattish again. Grant Swattish.
Swattish, yeah.
Number six will pick up about. Well, picks up 3 yards on the play. It'll be third down and 9. Down to 45 seconds to play in the first half. I'm kind of surprised we're not calling a timeout. Try and conserve some clock to at least attempt a punt return. Ava come with a man wide to the near side, one wide to the far side. Quarterback Aiden Lane up under shotgun. Got a flanker on the left, flanker on the right. They call it a double wing. They call those wing backs. My day, they called them a flanker. There goes the man in motion. Quarterback looking to throw. Throw this one deep down the middle. Pass is caught. But the ball, the receiver tackle immediately. It's going to be about a 16-yard pickup. With 17 seconds to go in the first half. That's a nice pickup from Lane to Swattish. Is that Swattish again?
Yep.
Swattish again takes the ball out to the 41-yard line, and the Ava Bears call a timeout. So the Ava Bears with 17 seconds left in the half trying to get something, get some points on the board. There is a timeout on the field, and we'll take advantage of that timeout. To remind you that coming up is the halftime show. We'll get some scores of other games going on around the area and the Major League Baseball playoffs and all that stuff. College football tomorrow. Arkansas plays Tennessee.
I'm sorry, Arkansas.
Your Razorbacks. And Missouri Tigers take on Alabama tomorrow. Wow.
Yeah. Good day of football tomorrow.
Good day of football tomorrow at the college level. Anyway, our halftime show coming up brought to you by 5D Screen Printing of West Plains. And we'll say thanks to some of your Bobcat boosters helping bring you the ballgame tonight. They include Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer and West Plains, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center of Thayer, Silver Spring Storage Units, RV Park and Commercial Rentals, Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, and Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service of Thayer. First down for the Ava Bears at their own 42-yard line. 17 seconds remain in the first half. Ava Bears trying to get some points on the board. They give to number one, that's Lobb, running over the right side. Bobcats will knock him out of bounds at about the 50-yard line. It'll be about a 9-yard pickup and stop the clock with 12 seconds remaining. Lobb got to the outside, cut up for just a bit. Bobcats knocked him out of bounds. Actually, it's a 49. Why'd they just move the chains? That wasn't a first down. They just given Ava Bears a first down after an 8-yard gain. That's not right. Anyway, ball at the 49-yard line. See, they hit the 42 last play. 12 seconds. Double wing formation. And they got a new quarterback in there looking to throw, and he's going to get sacked. A sack for the Thayer Bobcats. Who was that?
Jasper
Seifert on the tackle. That'll be a 7-yard loss. And did the Ava Bears call timeout? 6 seconds. For some reason, the clock stopped on the play.
And Ava calls.
And now Ava does call a timeout. So the Ava Bears, with 6 seconds to go, call a timeout. By the way, number 15 was in their quarterback. That was Kenan Pitts. and there was nothing for him to do. So a second down and 17 coming up on what will probably be the final play of the first half here in just a moment. Again, we'll remind you, the Fair Bobcat halftime report brought to you by 5D Screen Printing in West Plains coming up in just a few minutes. We'll look at some of the scores of other games and things going on. Not getting a whole lot of updates so far this evening. They said, did get a Houston lead Willow Springs 21-0. Mountain Grove leads Salem 14-6. West Plains leading Poplar Bluff 7-6. And Liberty over Cabool 30-0 after the first quarter. That's the SCA football going on around. And the West Plains Wizards. The West Plains hooked up in a good one with the Poplar Bluff Mule 7-6 score in that one. Here we come, Abel Ayers will head to the line of scrimmage for the final play of the first half. Coach Casey Merrifield and his assistants trying to come up with something to get a long play here to get on the board before the intermission. 6 seconds remain. Double wing formation, lob going in motion. They pitch it to him, and he stops and wants to throw it, and now just going to heave it down the field. This ball is going to be incomplete. Cordell Washington had it in his hands. He may have been thinking about running before he caught it. It went right through his arms, and if he caught that ball, that might have been a touchdown. We do have a penalty flag down on the play at about the Ava 42-yard line. It'll be ineligible receiver downfield, so the Bobcats will define that. That's the end of our first half of play. Our score, Thayer leads Ava 22-0. We'll be back with your 5D screening halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
When your team needs custom gear that looks as good as they play, 5D Screen Printing has you covered. From team jerseys to fan gear, they deliver full-color screen printing and embroidery with the fastest turnaround time in the Ozarks. Support your Bobcats in style without breaking the bank. Get corporate-level quality at small-town prices. See them just south of West Plains on 63 or call 5D Screen Printing at 417-293-4059. 5D Screen Printing. Quality you can wear. Prices you can afford. Go Bobcats!
Hi, I'm April Wozdyk with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. I'm honest, dependable, and ready to work for you. Wanting to sell? I'm your woman. Need to buy? I'm your woman. Give me an opportunity to work for you in Missouri or Arkansas. Call or text me, April Wozdyk, at 870-710-8090. The woman to call for all your real estate needs.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
Fall is here and your vehicle needs to be ready. As temps drop and leaves cover the ground, trust the Car Doctor 2 and Thayer to prepare you for the season ahead. Corey, Steve, and the team will inspect your tires, check your battery before the winter cold, and service your brakes for wet, unpredictable fall weather. From all-season tires to reliable interstate batteries, they handle cars, trucks, SUVs, and trailers. Don't let autumn's challenges catch you off guard. Car Doctor 2, North Highway 63 and Thayer, ensuring you're ready for crisp mornings, early sunsets, and everything fall throws your way.
Just like the Thayer Bobcats fight for every yard, Thayer Dental Care, a Moart Dental and Implants location, fights for your family's healthiest smile. From routine cleanings to advanced dental implants, Dr. Patel and Dr. Blount provide comprehensive care for every member of your family. Thayer Dental Care, part of Moart Dental and Implants, proudly supporting Thayer Bobcats football. Call today to schedule your appointment and keep your winning smile game ready. Thayer Dental Care, Moart Dental and Implants says go Bobcats.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Back to the voice of the Thayer Bobcats, Mike Crace.
And we're back here at Harlan Stadium, Sylvie Field in Ava, Missouri, known as the Hill, where the Thayer Bobcats have controlled the first half of this game. Thayer leads Ava by a score of 22-0. Bobcats took the opening kick and drove it 65 yards on 6 plays, and it was Dawson Harris on a quarterback keeper scored from 14 yards out. Extra point was good. Thayer Bobcats led 3 minutes into the ballgame, 7-0. Ava Bears turned it over on a fumble recovered by the Bobcats, who scored about 4 plays later on a Dominic Boyce 5-yard touchdown run. That came with a minute 58 to go in the first quarter. Extra point was good. In one quarter play, Thayer leads it 14-0. Then we get to the second quarter. Bobcats had a 76-yard touchdown pass from Harris to Washington. They got called back on a penalty, but they managed to finish off a drive, and Washington scored on a 31-yard touchdown run. Bobcats went for two and made it. 2-point conversion was good on a Washington pass to, I believe, Riley White in the end zone. Bobcats, at the 2-point conversion, lead it by a score of 22-0 here at the half. And the Bobcats getting it done on both sides of the ball. The offense and the defense are getting the job done. I know Statman Adam is busy working on the numbers for the first half. I think those numbers are going to be dominated by the Thayer Bobcats, who put together a couple of good long drives, had a short field after a fumble. That's when Cordell scored on the 31-yard touchdown run. But for the most part, Thayer's eaten up big chunks of real estate on just about every play. Again, you're listening to the 5D screen printing Thayer Bobcat halftime report. Again, Thayer leads it by a score of 22-0 at the intermission. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your halftime stats in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty. Monarch Realty.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty. Monarch Realty.
Are you looking for top-notch precast concrete products? Locals have been trusting Olson Precast Concrete for over 25 years. They pride themselves in being the area's leading concrete contractor, providing great customer service. They offer septic tanks, storm shelters, farm supplies, feed bunks, water tanks, cattle guards, retaining walls, stair risers, and much more. Visit OlsonPrecastConcrete.com. Owner Seth Freeman is a proud Bobcat alumni and supporter, and Papa Danny says, "Go Bobcats."
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we're ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business to personalized advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized solutions to help you run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central Arkansas, Northeast Arkansas, and South Central Missouri. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Go Bobcats!
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we're back to Sylvie Field here in Ava, Missouri, where the Thayer Bobcats lead the Ava Bears by a score of 22-0 at the half. Statman Adam has been busy working on the numbers. He's got those for us. Adam?
Yeah, we'll start with the Thayer Bobcats. They are led tonight rushing-wise by Tommy Poole, who has 45 yards on 6 carries, followed by Heath Combs, who has 40 yards on 4 carries. Their total is 176 yards altogether with 3 touchdowns and 7 first downs. Dawson Harris is 2-for-4 passing with 48 yards and 1 first down, bringing their first half totals to 224 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 8 first downs. You get to the Ava Bears, and they are led by Lane, who's got 21 yards on 7 carries. Sorry, Evans, who's got 27 yards on 6 carries. My 7 and my 1 looks the same, bringing their total to 60 rushing yards, 4 first downs. Passing, Lane is 3-for-4 with 27 yards. And number 1, Lobb, is 0-for-1. He did have the one pass there at the end on the trick play, bringing their half total to 87 yards with 6 first downs.
So the score and the stats pretty much match up in this one tonight.
Yeah.
Bobcats pretty much have dominated the first half of this game, but there's a whole another 24 minutes to play after the intermission. And, you know, Coach Merrifield and his assistant coaches, just like Coach Briar Hancock and the Thayer Bobcat assistants, are working on making adjustments in the game plan to try and, for in Ava's sake, climb back in this football game. And they will get the ball to start the second half. And the Thayer Bobcats are going to try and make some adjustments. I know we saw one of the coaches here in the press box and had to go out and say, "Good job, guys." He said, "It was sloppy."
Yeah.
So they're going to try and tighten some things up here for the second half. The Thayer Bobcats trying to remain unbeaten. They're 6-0 coming into tonight's game, ranked number one in the state in Class 1 football, and they're trying to make that stand, and they need a good second half here tonight against the Ava Bears. Again, halftime score, 22-0. Thayer Bobcats with a lead. And a nice job by the Ava Bear band here doing the kind of a face out of the kind of thing. It's they got some, well, they got a circuit board down here and some artificial intelligence signs and stuff. It's kind of a modern-sounding band.
I like it.
I do, too. I think it's really catchy, and the folks here at Ava seem to be enjoying it. By the way, a big crowd of Bobcat fans have made their way out for the ball game tonight here at Ava. All right, let's step away. I know Mason and Mike are back in the studio. They've got some updates for us. So we'll step away from Ava here for about 5 minutes. 6 minutes, if you want. We'll continue here with the 5D screen printing of West Plains Thayer Bobcat Halftime Report.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Hunting season is here, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, and Thayer has you covered. All styles of Elk Ridge knives, 25% off. Moultrie, Stealth, and Spy Point cameras start at $44.99. Rhino blinds start as low as $99.99. And check out the Trophy Rock and Bone Collector products, plus the new Boss Buck stand and the Phil Sled feeder with solar panels. It's all at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply and Thayer, your ammo and hunting supply store.
In the Ozarks, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on, like the one who mowed your lawn and trimmed that week you were sick. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on, State Farm agent Scott Cecil. Scott and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan today.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
When your team needs custom gear that looks as good as they play, 5D Screen Printing has you covered. From team jerseys to fan gear, they deliver full-color screen printing and embroidery with the fastest turnaround time in the Ozarks. Support your Bobcats in style without breaking the bank. Get corporate-level quality at small-town prices. See them just south of West Plains on 63 or call 5D Screen Printing at 417-293-4059. 5D Screen Printing, quality you can wear. Prices you can afford. Go Bobcats.
All right, good evening. This is your 5D Screen Printing Halftime Report at K Country 95 as we want to look at some of the scores from around the area. I'm sitting here watching West Plains. West Plains just scored. They lead 21-6 over Poplar Bluff with 6 seconds left to go in the first half. For Thayer, if you haven't been with us, the Thayer Bobcats leading 22-0 here at the half. Last report we had, it was Liberty over Kabul, 30-0. Mountain Grove in the second quarter leading Salem, Missouri, 14-6. Houston, 21-7 over Willow Springs. Salem, Arkansas, the defending state champions, number one ranked Greyhounds, are leading Atkins, who are ranked number four in Class 3A, 8-0, that game early. Hoxie leading Rivercrest, 7-6. Batesville and Harding Academy are tied at 7-7. Now, see, we also have Major League Baseball, the ALDS tonight. Seattle and Detroit, top of the fourth inning. Seattle leading that one 1-0. Winner there will move on to the ALCS take on, and I've lost my train of thought, to take Blue Jays, Toronto, yeah, to take on Toronto. Earlier today, in case you missed it, the Missouri State West Plains Lady Grizzlies in action in volleyball. They lost to Trinity Valley Community College in straight sets, 3-0. They are playing again right now, taking on Iowa Western Community College. Those matches are at Mineral Area, is where that's being played. Of course, we've got a busy day of college football tomorrow for Razorbacks and Tiger fans. Arkansas Razorbacks will play at 3:30 tomorrow. They take on number 12 Tennessee. That's at Tennessee. And at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, that's going to be a big game. 14th ranked Missouri will play host to number 8 Alabama. the Crimson Tide. I look forward to that. The Arkansas State Red Wolves won't play till Tuesday. They've got a Tuesday game this week at South Alabama, and the Missouri State Bears are not playing this week. It's a bye week. They'll play a week from Wednesday, so they really got over two weeks off before they play another game. All right, that's the scores we have right now. We'll be checking back in with Mike and Statman Adam here in just a few minutes with more of your 5D screen printing halftime report. Anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95.
All into style with Thayer Decorating. Transform your home with their luxurious marquee and Dreamweaver carpets in rich autumn hues, deep burgundies, warm golds, and earthy browns that capture the season's beauty. Create a cozy retreat with custom tile featuring warm terracotta and harvest tones, plus stunning PPG paints in colors that echo crisp fall morning and golden sunsets. Prepare your outdoor spaces for fall gatherings with rich, durable flood stains. Visit Thayer Decorating today in downtown Thayer and bring the warmth and richness of autumn into every corner of your home.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person. It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience. At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance ranked number one for auto insurance in the Forbes 2024 World's Best Insurance Companies survey.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
Ever heard the saying, good fence makes for good neighbors? Well, it's true, but it means more than that. County Line Fence and Construction can add value to your property and home surroundings in no time with chain link, privacy, vinyl, or rail fencing. It adds value and provides safety for your family and pets. County Line Fence. Give them a call or see them on Facebook. County Line Fence and Construction.
It's football season. Stay on top of your game with vehicle maintenance. Don's Auto Service tackles everything from oil changes to overhauls. Every routine oil change includes multi-point inspection, checking your battery, brakes, tires, and fluids, because your safety is the winning play. Don't punt on maintenance. Prevent costly breakdowns. Don's Auto Service, Porter Wagner Boulevard, West Plains. Check out their tires at donsautoservice.com.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And hope you're enjoying the Thayer Bobcat halftime report brought to you by 5D Screen Printing in West Plains, who does all the Bobcat apparel. This is the shirt you're wearing tonight, Batman Adams.
Yeah, I love this shirt. It says Bobcat Hunt at Night.
Well, Bobcats are hunting Ava Bears tonight, and so far the Bobcats have gotten the better of it. They lead the Ava Bears by a score of 22-0 here at the half. Now, the Ava Bears will get the ball first to start the second half. That's why it was so important for the Bobcats to get that stop just before the half. You know, if you let Ava score there and then score again opening the second half, they're right back in the ballgame. So now they're still down by 3 touchdowns. Cordell Washington, Dominic Boyce, and Dawson Harris have all scored touchdowns for the Thayer Bobcats tonight. That means another $150 in the bank for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Compliments of Dr. Patel and his staff at Thayer Dental. They donate $50 for every touchdown the Bobcats score all season to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Now, I need to give a little shout-out here. I know our buddy Steve Looney. He's part of our entourage away games. He wasn't feeling up to making the trip over to Ava tonight, so he stayed at home, and he's watching that game over there. And also, I want to say hi to Belle. Belle Baker is in the kitchen tonight at home listening to the Bobcat football game and making cookies. And again this year, Belle is going to have her stand at the Fall Festival in Thayer tomorrow night, and she sells homemade cookies and donates all the money to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. So, Belle, I'll be there tomorrow night. I hope you got some strawberry-flavored ones, because I love strawberry-flavored cookies. Or if not, just some chocolate chip or lemon or whatever you got will be just fine. Anyway, look forward to the Thayer Fall Festival. By the way, I do want to mention a couple of things going on in Thayer tomorrow. The Oregon County Soil and Water Conservation District will have their Thayer or the Farm Trade Show tomorrow, from 10 to 2 at the Thayer High School. Free admission. And Statman Adam, they're giving away a barbecue grill made by Newberry Sales. This thing is huge. It's got the rib rack and everything built in, valued at $6,000. Woo! And it's a free giveaway. When you go in the door, they give you a little ticket to fill it out and put it in the basket. Somebody's going to win that at the end of the farm trade show tomorrow morning.
Wow.
And also, they've had contributed Young's Produce. They've had the Amish folks around Alton build a picnic table that they're giving away. And they're giving away $250 worth of fresh beef to go in your freezer.
Wow, could you imagine if you won the beef and the grill?
It all goes together.
Oh, it all goes together?
Yeah, it's like an $8,000 prize they're giving away tomorrow. So folks, go by the farm trade show. Get signed up for that giveaway and enjoy all the stuff that's going on there. They got lots of food and lots of vendors, so that'll be a good time. Then tomorrow evening from 3 till 7:30, downtown Thayer comes alive with the annual Fall Festival. Games and food and live music and the crowning of the Mr. and Miss Fall Festival and all that stuff happening tomorrow night in downtown Thayer. We'd like to take an opportunity to invite everybody to come to Thayer tomorrow. Just spend the whole day. You know, we got restaurants for you to enjoy some lunch or have lunch. They're going to have food vendors at the farm trade show, just all that stuff. So,
a little bit of everything.
There you go. Big day in Thayer tomorrow. I'm looking forward to all of it. All right, Thayer Bobcats have just taken the field. The Able Bears are coming back out from the locker room. We're at halftime. Hope you've enjoyed our halftime report as we count down the final minute of the halftime intermission. See, our halftime show brought to you every football Friday night by 5D Screen Printing in West Plains. All right, we're going to take a break and be back with your second half kickoff in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley or affiliate agent Capri Bristow.
If you need to check your balance at midnight, activate your debit card on Sunday morning with Community First Banking's iTalk 24/7 telephone banking. Just pick up the phone anytime, anywhere. Check balances, manage your card, schedule payments, all with a simple call. Because they believe nothing should stand between you and your money, not even branch opening hours. Community First Banking Company, Mountain Grove, West Plains, and Thayer is always here for you. Member FDIC.
Ever heard the saying, good fence makes for good neighbors? Well, it's true, but it means more than that. County Line Fence and Construction can add value to your property and home surroundings in no time with chain link, privacy, vinyl, or rail fencing. It adds value and provides safety for your family and pets. County Line Fence. Give them a call or see them on Facebook. County Line Fence and Construction.
It's football season. Stay on top of your game with vehicle maintenance. Don's Auto Service tackles everything from oil changes to overhauls. Every routine oil change includes multi-point inspection, checking your battery, brakes, tires, and fluids, because your safety is the winning play. Don't punt on maintenance. Prevent costly breakdowns. Don's Auto Service, Porter Wagner Boulevard, West Plains. Check out their tires at donsautoservice.com.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Hey, we'll get ready to start our second half, and I guess we better do one more shout-out. My granddaughter, Scatman Adams' daughter, Credence, Credence Lee, is at Nana's house tonight.
Yeah.
Spending the evening, and they're doing something in the kitchen.
I believe they're cleaning the kitchen.
Cleaning the kitchen. All right. Well, hope you have fun with Nana this evening, Miss Credence.
Yep, I think she's already had all kinds of things bought for her and dinner bought.
I know they were going out for dinner.
There's no telling what they've come up with tonight.
Well, we'll be home by 11:30. I hope there's some leftovers. All right, we're about ready to get things started here in the second half. And again, hope you enjoyed our 5D screen printing, Thayer Bobcat halftime report. I just got an update on the Liberty game at Kabul. Liberty now leads Kabul 55-0 at the half. Woo! Another tough Friday night for the Kabul Bulldogs over in the pit. All right, both teams have made their way back to the sidelines, and we are about ready to end this song and head to the second half. Bear Bobcats here with a lead 22-0 over the Ava Bears on Sylvie Field inside Harlan Stadium. They've been, you know, over the years, they continue to add to this facility, you know, and the updating on the baseball and softball fields and things. They've really made this a really nice facility over here on the hill.
Beautiful.
It really is beautiful. They do a great job with it here at Ava. Thayer Bobcats will kick off to the Ava Bears to start the second half. And for the Thayer Bobcats, it's, and you just got to keep doing more of the same.
Yeah.
Getting the stops, and the Bobcats have been very disciplined on defense tonight. All the penalties have come against the offense.
Yeah.
There have been no defensive penalties tonight for Thayer. So, you know, keep your discipline defensively and continue to stop these Ava Bears because, you know, they're down 22-0. They have re-strategized their whole game plan for the second half.
Yeah, they have.
All right, Bear Bobcats getting ready to kick it off. Ball at the 40-yard line. It'll be Cordell Washington to tee it up. Last couple of times they kicked it to number 12, Kyle Pitts, who is one of the up men. This time, Cordell going back deep. And here he comes to the ball, putting a foot into it. It's a good high end-over-end deep kick. Taken by the deep man at the 5-yard line. That's lob. He's out to the 20 and brought down there at the 23-yard line. Good coverage on the play by the Thayer Bobcats.
Cashton Ming.
And Cashton Ming making the tackle with the Thayer Bobcats. That young man does a lot of good stuff with the varsity playing on Friday night as a freshman. Cashton Ming also there helping out on the play with Rowan Johnson, number 11. A Bobcat sophomore who will get more and more playing time as he continues to get a little older. Aiden Lane, quarterback for the Ava Bears, he's back out there. He did sit out of play right before the end of the first half. He's there in the backfield. Number 6 is back there, Grant Swadesh. They got a man going in motion to get the ball to Swadesh up in the middle. No, Lane keeps it, and he'll get tackled at about the 24-yard line. Going to be a pickup of just about a yard for Aiden Lane, the quarterback. That's the very same play they ran to open the game tonight. And first play of the game, it went for a nice game, but there, Bobcats stopped it after only a yard pickup. Second down and 9 for the Ava Bears, getting a play in from the sideline. They're going to be in that flex offense, that double wing formation, pretty much on there. It's Coach Sylvie. Hey, Coach, how you doing? Coach Sylvie, well, a legend in Ava. Here's the give to the fullback on the drive for Ava. Comes out to about the 25-yard line. That'll be lob on the play. He'll pick up maybe a yard on the play, brings up a 3rd down and 8. Boy, Bobcat defense is being stingy right now.
Yes, they are.
They're dominating the line of scrimmage up front in those first 2 plays. Ava, again, getting a play in from the sideline. Number 6 back there, Swadesh in the backfield. Well, 26, Gunner Evans was lined up back there earlier. We haven't seen him in a while. Don't know if he's injured or what happened, but he is not on the field right now.
Yeah,
oh, there he is. He's fullback now. He lines up back in the backfield. Double wing formation. Lane, the quarterback, rolling to his left, looking to throw. Bobcats got pressure on him. Pass is complete. Ball carrier sidesteps the tackler, gets out to the 40-yard line. That'll be a nice play. 15 yards in the first down to number 9, Braxton Swearingen. And it's a 15-yard pickup and a first down for the Ava Bears. That was a nice throw. This kid can throw the ball really well. Left-handed. Bobcats were there to make the stop. It was Riley White making the tackle. Was Heath Combs making the tackle for the Thayer Bobcats. So, fresh set of downs for Ava out to their own 40-yard line. They got a man coming in motion. Going to give it in the middle. No quarterback trying to keep it and gets buried right at the line of scrimmage. Might have fallen ahead for a yard on the play, so not much running room for the quarterback. Aiden Lane, number 7 for the Ava Bears. Xavier Gonzalez coming up, making the initial hit for the Thayer Bobcat defense. Just underway in the second half. Thayer leads it 22-0. And so far, Ava has stayed right with their game plan.
Yeah, they have not changed anything so far.
And so far, I haven't changed a thing. So up tonight, come out swinging it down the field a little more. We'll see what happens the rest of this half. We got a man going to motion, giving the ball to the fullback. He's out near the first down yardage over the left side. Gunner Evans with a run out to the right about the 49-yard line. It'll bring up a 3rd down and a long 1 for the Ava Bears. Bobcats making a substitution. Seifert checks out of the ball game. I would assume that means that Christian Pitts has checked in at the nose for the Thayer Bobcats. Big 3rd down and 1 here. Able Bears needing to convert to keep the drive alive against the Thayer Bobcats. Bobcat defense want a stop. And it's a quarterback sneak, and it's a first down for the Able Bears. Second time they've done that tonight. That time it goes for about 3 yards. And a first down for the Able Bears. So Able moves the chains at the Bobcat 47.5-yard line. It'll be a new first and 10 for Ava. Bobcat defense couldn't get the stop. That's two straight first downs for Ava. Down to 8:45 to play in the third quarter. Ava on the move here. Again, double wing formation. They got lob going in motion. Quarterback looking to throw. Throws this one to the sideline. Incomplete.
Look at that.
Intended out there for Grant Squattish. And ball was thrown behind him. I don't know if we mentioned earlier, his quarterback's a lefty. Yeah. And that always throws off the defense.
It always looks funny, too.
Well, it always because they tend to roll to
right.
the left.
We're used to
all
going
other quarterbacks
the other
roll to the right.
Yeah.
So it does kind of throw off the defense every once in a while. Second down and 10 here for the Able Bears. Clock stopped on the incomplete pass. Having a little trouble getting the play in from the sideline down to 15. And did they bring a new quarterback in? No, it's still number 7.
Yeah, it's playing.
Lane, quarterback, gives off on handoff. No, he's going to keep it. Run over the left side. No, it is a handoff in the middle. The Bobcats stop it for no gain. Well, the quarterback continued that fake, didn't he?
I thought he had the ball.
I did, too. He didn't. He continued to run hard out on the corner with the fake, so it'll be a 1 yard pickup for Evans. Gunner Evans on a second down and 10. Make it third down and 9 for the Able Bears. I'd be looking for a pass play here. They bring number 8, Cudworth, into the game at a tight end. Third down and 9 for the Ava Bears. Double wing formation. And give a handoff. No quarterback's going to keep it. Running over the left side. Bobcat's trying to hit me. He spins out of a tackle and picks up the first down. Has a nice run. 10 yards on the play for Aiden Lane. He made a beautiful spin move. And now we get a penalty flag down on the far sideline after the play. We'll see what that's all about. We had a penalty flag fly high in the air after the play was over. And we'll see what the call is going to be here.
The penalty flag on the far side.
If the play stands, it'll be a first down for the Able Bears down to the Thayer 32-yard line. And White Hat coming over to fill us in. Oh, they're going to
wave it off.
Wave it off the penalty. Wow. So a first down on a 10-yard pickup for Aiden Lane. Able Bears with their third first down on this drive. The official sure thought it was a penalty when he threw the flag. We're seeing the replay of it. And he threw that thing 30 feet in the air. Somebody changed his mind over there. So first and 10 for the Able Bears. It's a Thayer 37-yard line. Ava's had the ball the entire third quarter so far, 7:47 to play. Almost a 5-minute drive already. Double wing formation. Got a fullback in the backfield. Now command comes in motion. Quarterback looking to keep it. He's got some room. He cuts outside around the defender. He might go for a touchdown. Bobcats trying to run him down, and they do at about the half-yard line.
Oh,
they gave him a touchdown. They gave him a touchdown. It's a 37-yard touchdown run for Aiden Lane. For the first drive of the second half, the third quarter, the Ava Bears take it down the field and score. Get a 32-yard touchdown run by Aiden Lane, the quarterback. I thought they got him out of bounds down at the 1.
No, it was close, but he was in there.
Did he get in?
Yeah, I see it on the replay. He was in there.
Okay. All right, so the Ava Bears have scored. They're going to go for 2 here. Down 22-6 in double wing formation. Lob going in motion. They get it to him on a pitch. And the Bobcats hit him, and he got into the end zone. The lob gets in for a 2-point conversion. That makes it 22-8. Thayer Bobcats with a lead midway through the third quarter. We'll take a timeout. Back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person. It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience. J.D. Power ranked the team at Shelter Insurance number 1 in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region 6 out of the last 7 years. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
See Shelter Insurance Agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Before we get to the kickoff, we'll say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters tonight, including Toyota of West Plains, the Carter Funeral Home of West Plains and Thayer, Legacy Auto Body and Towing in Thayer, and Steed Trucking in Thayer, Missouri. Southern Hills Auto Plaza of West Plains, Partner in Shine in West Plains, and the Clary Funeral Homes of Alton and Thayer. So the Able Bears have just scored for the first time. Touchdown coming with 7:38 to play. In the third quarter, Thayer maintains a 22-8 lead and set to receive the kickoff. Corbin Taylor and company back deep to receive the kick. Ball's going to go out of bounds. Thayer will get it out at the 35-yard line.
Out of bounds. Wrong facility flag.
I don't even think they made any secret about that. They did not want Cordell Washington to run that kick. They just kicked it out of bounds.
Yeah. Thayer will pick over
so Thayer will get a first and 10 at their own 35-yard line. And the offense on the field for the first time here in the second half for the Thayer Bobcats.
Yeah, I'm excited to see it, too.
Yeah,
see what adjustments they've made.
Yep. Aver decided to start running the quarterback a little more,
yep.
And it worked out for him. He's carried the ball now 12 times on the night.
You know, we say it all the time. Yeah, he's got 73 yards on those 12 carries. It's a 0-0 game at halftime.
Exactly. That's the way the Bobcats like to play it. That's their philosophy. In fact, I think it's kind of that way at the end of every quarter.
Yeah.
0-0, we got to go get us some right now.
We want to win the quarter.
So, Thayer Bobcat, first and 10 for their own 35. This first down brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic in West Plains. Bobcat's taking their time in the huddle. The officials haven't yet marked things ready for play. Now they do. Bobcat break the huddle. Riley White wide to the far side. Tucker Wade wide to the near side. Bobcat's in a power eye formation. Hand the ball to Cordell Washington. Trying to get to the outside. And he's going to be stopped. They'll give him forward progress to about the 34-yard line. But the Able Bears were all over the Bobcat on that play. Gunner Evans over there, number 6, their linebacker, making a stop. Be a loss of a yard. Second down and 11 for the Thayer Bobcat. Big Zeb Dubois coming off the field. Dominic Boyce will check in for Thayer. Well, Thayer run out of the power eye on the opening play of the second half as far as Thayer's concerned. Elliott Washington wide far side, Riley White wide near side. Lone setback. There's the give to the back. That is Tommy Poole. Tommy Poole gets across the 35, but he's right down there.
Makes the tackle.
About a 2-yard pickup for Tommy Poole will bring up a third down and 9 for the Thayer Bobcats. Well, this Ava defense, they made some adjustments. They've been all over the Bobcats on this possession.
They are amped up.
They are. They're excited after scoring that touchdown on the long run by the quarterback. A little momentum has shifted to the Ava sideline. Thayer Bobcats here with a third down and 9 from their own 36.5-yard line. Now Tommy Poole out of the game as Heath Combs goes in. Play clock down to 14 seconds. Bobcats break the huddles. The play clock gets down to 10. Going to have to hurry now. Man wide to either side. Split backfield behind Dawson Harris, Bobcats senior quarterback. Dawson gives a little play action fake, looking to throw the ball, trying to get turned around. The pass is deflected. It'll fall incomplete. It'll be fourth down, and Thayer's going to have to punt the ball away on their first possession of the night. And again, I don't know if the Ava Bears have made changes up front defensively or the Thayer Bobcat offensive line just tired. They didn't block anybody that series.
No, they did not.
They had three people right in the grill of Dawson Harris. That modern terminology
I
use there?
Pretty impressive.
Right in his grill.
Right in his grill.
Fourth down and 9. Thayer Bobcats will send Cordell Washington back to punt. Avery's got a man deep to receive. Here's the kick by Cordell. Good high spiraling kick will drive the receiver all the way back to the 20-yard line. He catches it there. Bobcats miss a tackle. This is Evans running upfield. He gets out across the 25, and that'll about do it right there.
That was a nice return after the 25-yard line.
Swadesh was the man on the return. I'm sorry, number 6. And Thayer Bobcats will take the field defensively. Ava has it first and 10 at their own 25-yard line. This is about where their last drive started to start the second half of the game. So Ava Bears down 2 scores with the football here. and we're past the midway part of the third quarter. We're down to 5:52 to go in the quarter. Aiden Lane again in, quarterback for the Ava Bears. And they're in that double wing formation, double tight set. One man wide. They're going to get the lob, trying to get to the outside. Lob is hitting the line. And doesn't manage to get out to about the 29-yard line. It'll be about a 4-yard pickup on a nice run for Lob. Number one, Jacob Lob, 5'10", 145-pound senior for the Ava Bears.
He's got 16 yards on six carries now.
On the
time. They bring a new player in here. Going to come wide to the near side. Number nine has just checked into the game. That is Braxton Swearingen. Wide to the right side. They got a man in the slot. One of the backs lined up far on the left side. Here's the give up in the middle. No lane. The quarterback's going to keep it. Makes a fake and then steps out of a tackle. Steps out of another, and he's breaking free and finally run down by Riley White right about the 50-yard line. That'll end up being a 10-15, 19-yard pickup.
But it doesn't go out of bounds.
And he just kind of jumped over the tackle of Cordell Washington to pick up an extra 5 yards on that play. So they mark him down. So a 19-yard pickup on a second down and six. And the Ava Bears will move the chains. That's the second 19-yard pickup he's had tonight.
Yeah, I believe so.
Seems like he had one early in the game.
No, that was somebody else. That was Evans.
Oh, it was Evans. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, first and 10, Ava Bears. 4:58 to go in the third quarter. Bears trying to make a comeback here. Bobcats needing to get a stop. Again, double wing formation for Ava. Got one man wide to the far side of the field. Now Evans coming in motion. They give the ball to the lob up in the middle, and he'll go basically nowhere, maybe a yard on the pickout. Bobcats with a good chain tackle on the inside.
It's a hard 2 yards.
They give him two on the play. Gunner Evans, number six. I'm sorry.
The
they said Evans, 26. 26, Gunner Evans.
Second
down. 175-pound senior. Making a second down and eight for the Ava Bears. Fair Bobcats again trying to get them a stop here. Ava's already equaled their rushing total the entire first half.
Oh, yeah.
Just here in the second half. Midway through the third quarter. Ava's got something going here on a second down and eight. Bob going in motion. They get the ball up in the middle again. This is... that Swadesh that time. No, Evans again on the carry. Number 26. And we'll actually lose. Well, give him zero. They're going to mark it down at the line of scrimmage, which is the 49-yard line. It'll be third down and a long eight now to go for the Ava Bears. Christian Pitts checks back in the ball game. Jasper Seifert comes out for the Bobcats. Bobcats do a lot of shifting on that line. A lot of fresh legs out there, keeping people fresh. This is the longest Fair Bobcat varsity's played in the game in 3 weeks.
Yeah, so we're going to have to start rotating people in to keep them fresh.
Third down and a long eight for the Ava Bears. Got a man in motion. Takes the handoff of the quarterback, gets tackled in the backfield. Who led that charge? The
and
Dozer. Seth, the Dozer Dubois with a big defensive play. He busted through and tackled the quarterback all the way back at the 47-yard line. That's a loss of 3 yards, and it brings up a fourth down for the Ava Bears. Big defensive stand there for the Thayer Bobcats. And they will force Ava into a punting situation. Bobcats going to drop Xavier Gonzalez and Cordell Washington back deep to receive this kick. Now, Ava's had a little bit of problem with their punting game tonight. Remember, Thayer has blocked one already. And another bad snap. They're gonna go for it. They pitch it to the quarterback. He's trying to turn upfield, and he gets buried. What a tackle by Riley White. And the Thayer Bobcats tackle Lane all the way back at the 42-yard line. That'll be a loss of 5 yards on the play for the quarterback, Aiden Lane. The Thayer Bobcat defense gets a stop, and what a big stop it was. Ava pitches to Lane coming in motion of a punt formation, and Riley White would have no part of it. He put him down hard. And they marked him down at the 43-yard line. The first and 10, Thayer Bobcats. Second possession of the second half for the Bobcats. Three and out on their last possession. 2:29 to play in the third quarter. Thayer Bobcats have not scored in the second half. They've got it now. Power T formation. Give the ball to Tommy Poole. Running over the right side. He's got some room. Cuts it up to the 35, 30-yard line. And finally taken out of bounds after a good, hard 15-yard run for Tommy Gunn Poole. Tommy Poole with the best run of the second half of the Thayer Bobcats so far. And that takes the ball down to the 27-yard line. Thayer Bobcats are in the Community First Banking Company red zone again. That first down brought to you by Ozark Healthcare, Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Thayer Bobcats with a new set of downs. Staying ahead of the chains down to the Ava 27-yard line. Man coming wide to the near side. That's Heath Combs. Bobcats in a power T. Give the ball to Poole again. He just hit and dropped at the line of scrimmage. That's a nice defensive play there by number 52 for the Ava Bears. That is Ben Stewart, 5'11", 195-pound senior, playing on the defensive line. He was a running back, and they moved him to offensive and defensive line this week.
Wow.
Ben Stewart, yeah. Or they're needing some help up there, and he got him some. Second down and 10 for the Thayer Bobcats. Cordell Washington taking in the play. Bobcats have it in the Community First Banking Company red zone of the Ava Bears. Zeb Dubois coming off for the Bobcat offense on a second down play. They are a lone set. They're going to come out with a double wing formation. Washington coming in motion. They hand it to him with the left side. He slips, but he breaks the tackle. He's into the clear. He's going for a touchdown. Cordell Washington from 27 yards away. 27-yard touchdown run. Cordell Washington with his second long run for a touchdown tonight. Remember, he had a 31-yarder in the second quarter. So the Thayer Bobcats add 6 to the point total. They lead it now by a score of 28-8 over the Ava Bears. Thayer looking if they're going to go for 2 or they're going to kick the extra point. Now they're going to line up in the swinging gate. They're going to go for 2 here. Dawson Harris back there. Got a man in motion. Harris looking to run for it. Dives into the end zone. 2-point conversion is good. Nice hard run by Dawson Harris. And with a minute 30 to play in the third quarter, Thayer leads the Ava Bears now by a score of 29-8. We'll take a timeout. Back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. It's football season again, and that means tailgate season at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC. With a great selection and always the best price, you are sure to score big with more for your trade-in than anywhere else. At Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC, West Plains.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And Thayer Bobcat football brought to you in part by your Thayer Bobcat boosters, including Fieldhouse Gym, Cafe and Studio in Thayer, Big D's Barbecue LLC and Catering in Thayer, Mr. Dent in West Plains and Forsler Store in Thayer and Ashland, as well as Napa Auto Parts in Thayer, just some of your Thayer Bobcat boosters. Well, Thayer got to be feeling a little better now after going for the touchdown, a 27-yard touchdown run by Cordell Washington, his second touchdown of the night. The Thayer Bobcats lead at 29-8. Here the kick going to go along the ground, picked up by the Ava Bears. Well, finally, they get on it at the 25-yard line, and that's where they'll start another drive at their own 25-yard line with a minute 29 to go in the third quarter. So Ava made some changes at the intermission. Bobcats had a little bit of trouble getting adjusted, but when they did, they did. They stopped the Ava Bears and then stopped the trick play on the punt and scored 2 plays later.
Yeah.
Thayer Bobcats back in control of this one. Momentum has kind of slid back over to the Bobcats sideline. Thayer defense on the field. Ava with it, first and 10 at their own 20, actually marked at the 26-yard line. Aiden Lane, the quarterback, up under center. Turns, gives a handoff to the runner coming to the third. That is Swadesh. Swadesh running to his right, cuts it upfield out across the 30 to about the 33-yard line. That's a nice run by Swadesh.
It was.
Swadesh will pick up about, give him 7 on the play. They get a second down and about 3 yards to go for a first down for the Ava Bears. Bobcat defense would like nothing better than to get another stop here. We're down to 1 minute to play in the third quarter. Thayer with a 29-8 lead. There goes Lob in motion. Ava, quarterback, going to keep it. Gets hit in the backfield. Gets away from it. Manages to get ahead. Maybe pick up a yard or 2 on the play. That was Aiden Lane on the carry. Big Zeb Dubois to get him back there in the backfield. Making his line. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That wasn't Dubois. That was the Thayer Bobcats, Connor Crowder, who has been in that Ava backfield a lot tonight. Crowder's had a really good game up front.
Yeah, he's living back there.
Third down and two for the Ava Bears. Trying to keep a drive alive with a conversion here. They might be in four down territory. In the double wing, hand the ball up in the middle, and a first down for Gunner.
Gunner Evans. 40, down to the
needed three, manages to pick up about 8 yards on the play. They mark him down at the 43-yard line. So an 8-yard pickup for Gunner Evans for the Ava Bears, and that one went right up the gut. Somebody, a good block that time for the Ava Bears up front. First and 10, Ava, keeping the drive alive. They're on their own territory at the 43-yard line. Here's the quarterback on a sneak, trying to get up the middle, spins out of a tackle, still on his feet, and got a first down for the Ava Bears. 10-yard pickup, and again, Ava's found something right up the gut here. Yes, the Bobcat defense. And we saw that in the opening of the second half. And then the Bobcats managed to get it shut down. And that's the end of our third quarter. Against the end of three, Thayer Bobcats lead the Ava Bears by a score of 30-8. We'll be back with the fourth quarter in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Season. Whether you're saving for your family's future, financing that dream home, or growing your small business, we've got the experience and local knowledge to help you succeed. We're not just your bank, we're your neighbors. Serving Thayer and all of Southern Missouri with the same commitment you see on the field every Friday night. Southern Bank, your community, your team. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, welcome back to Harlan Stadium, Sylvie Field. It was good seeing Coach Sylvie a while ago. Made that a little bit late, but got here for the second half of the ball game. Well, he had some good football teams back in the day when he was coaching.
Oh, did he?
Oh, man, back in the 80s and the 90s, they were something. All right, so Thayer Bobcats are on defense as we open the fourth quarter play. Ava just picked up another first down in the Bobcat territory at the 46-yard line. Aiden Lane, nice job, just running right up the middle, quarterback for the Ava Bears. Thayer kind of loading the box up here, and they're going to run it again. Nope, quarterback's going to keep it, trying to get outside, spins out of a tackle, and gets buried right there by Thayer Bobcat, Cordell Washington, and Corbin Taylor combined on the tackle for the Thayer Bobcats. Be a pickup of about 2 yards on the play for the Ava Bears. Makes it a second down and 8. And we've just opened play here in the fourth quarter. Thayer leads it by a score of 30-8 over the Ava Bears. Ava, double wing formation. Actually got two wings on the far side. One of them comes in motion. They fake it to him. Quarterback looking to throw the football. He gets it off to Swadesh. Swadesh hit at the line and will get no gain on the play. Swadesh made the, he was the safety valve out there, and he caught it, and the Bobcats had it covered up. And it'll be no gain on the play, make it third down and 8. Xavier Gonzalez will get credit on the tackle for the Thayer Bobcats. So a third down and 8 here for the Ava Bears. Last time they had it here, they converted. Quarterback kept it. Went on a 10-yard run. See what they do here. Third and 10 from the Thayer 44-yard line. Lane up under center, long signal count. Gives the ball up in the middle to the fullback, and there's nowhere to go. That'll bring up a fourth down for the Ava Bears. Evans will pick up about 3 yards on the play. It'll make it fourth down and almost 5 for the Ava Bears. And it looks like they're going to go for it in Bobcat territory at the 40-yard line. Ava Bears needing touchdowns right now. They have to maintain possession if they're going to get them. We're into the fourth quarter of this one. Fourth and 5 for the Ava Bears. They got a man going in motion. That is Swadesh. And he's going to try and throw the football. The Bobcats are going to sack him. Oh, excuse me, all the way back to the 46-yard line. Bobcat defense has got the ball. Zeb Dubois has got it. He wanted to run for a touchdown. They said, no, he was down. Anyway, the play's going to end up losing 10 yards for the Ava Bears as they tried a little halfback pass. Bobcat sacked number 6, Swadesh. before he could get the throw away. So the Thayer Bobcats in good field position here at their own 47-yard line. And the Bobcat offense drops back out on the field. That's a good stop by the defense.
That it was. That it was.
10 minutes to play in the game. Thayer leading by a score of 30-8. They'd like to go get six more right here. Dawson Harris carries the play into the Bobcat huddle. Like they'll open this series with Zeb Dubois in the backfield. Cordell Washington will be either out there or wide. It'll be Poole and Dubois in the backfield. Washington wide to the near side. Riley White wide to the far side. Harris straight back looking to throw the football. Now he's going to take it under and going to have to run. He gets back to the line, maybe picks up a yard. So it will not go down as a sack, but Dawson Harris scrambled away from traffic and picks up just about a half a yard. Give him one on the play. Make it second down and 9 for the Thayer Bobcats. Not much there. I like the idea of wanting to throw for it, but the defense got all over the quarterback before he could get his feet set. Dominic Boyce checks in the game now. Big Zeb Dubois will come off. And again, Thayer rotates those backs every play.
Yeah, they do.
They keep at least one new one in every play. Come out here in a double wing formation. Dominic Boyce is the fullback. Harris going to give a handoff up in the middle to Boyce, and Boyce will get out to about the 49. Or was that?
That was Washington.
It was Cordell. It was Cordell. Picks up only about one on the play. It's going to bring up a third down and 8 now for the Thayer Bobcats. Boy, they need to maintain possession of this football.
Yeah, we need one of those long, sustainable drives.
Run the clock down to a couple of minutes.
Give the defense a chance to rest.
Well, they're going to have to get it down on this play right here. Third down and 8 for the Thayer Bobcats. Cordell Washington comes off. So Thayer going with a heavy package in the backfield now. Got Dubois back there with Dominic Boyce and Tommy Poole. They're going to line up in a power T formation, double tight set on a third down and 8. Harris turns, gives the ball to Boyce. Boyce just running over the left side. Going to get across the 50 to the 48-yard line and down there. They'll make it fourth down. Boyce on the carry, picks up about 5. It's fourth down and 4. If you're the Bobcats and they haven't sent anybody in, it looks like they're going to go for it here. On a fourth down and 4, just over midfield, ball's at the 47-yard line of the Ava Bears. So that's a big play right here. Cordell Washington now checking in. He'll be in the backfield. Thomas Poole comes out. 8 minutes to go in the game. They're trying to maintain possession here on a big fourth down and about 4 yards to go. They bring Tucker Wade wide to the near side. Okay, it's two receivers in a bunch. And the play clock has run out, but the Bobcats got a timeout before the play clock hit 0. So a timeout on the field. Thayer leading Ava 30-8. A big fourth down and 4 play coming up for the Bobcats after this 30-second timeout on the Ecom Sports Network.
Fall is here and your vehicle needs to be ready. As temps drop and leaves cover the ground, trust the Car Doctor 2 and Thayer to prepare you for the season ahead. Corey, Steve, and the team will inspect your tires, check your battery before the winter cold, and service your brakes for wet, unpredictable fall weather. From all-season tires to reliable interstate batteries, they handle cars, trucks, SUVs, and trailers. Don't let autumn's challenges get you off guard. Car Doctor 2, North Highway 63 and Thayer, ensuring you're ready for crisp mornings, early sunsets, and everything fall throws your way.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, Thayer Bobcat called that timeout just before the play clock was about to expire on a fourth down and 4. Bobcats are going to go for it here at the Ava 47-yard line. Thayer's got to pick up. It's a full 4 yards on this play. They want to keep this drive alive, maintain possession of the ball, and try and get this game sealed right here. Thayer with 3 receivers on a bunch on the near side. They get the pitch to Washington. Cordell trying to get to the corner. Does. Cuts it upfield. First down and more. Cordell Washington all the way down to the 34-yard line. That'll be a pickup of 10, about 16 yards, and a first down for the Thayer Bobcats.
That is only the second first down of the second half for the Bobcats.
Wow. That was a good one there. That first down brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Thayer Bobcats with 4 touchdowns on the board tonight. They'd like to make it number 5 on this drive and seal this game. First and 10 at the 34-yard line of the Ava Bears. Bobcats, same formation. Cordell in the backfield. They pitch it to him. This time he runs up in the middle. Now cuts it outside, back inside. Spins away from the tackle, down to the 26-yard line. Good run by the Bobcat senior. Cordell Washington ends up picking up about 7 on the play. Give him 7. Cordell's up. He's closing in on a 100-yard night now.
Yeah, he's got 88 yards on 9 carries.
88 on 9, looking for a 100-yard game. We haven't had a running back over 100 in about 2 weeks.
They haven't got to play that much.
They've only got to play a half, yeah. And they kind of spread it around.
Yeah.
Last week, Bobcat scored 11 touchdowns, 4 of them by the JV and 4 by the defense.
Yeah, and 6 different backs have touched the ball here.
Yeah. Bobcats break the huddle, send Tucker Wade wide to the far side. Again, 3 receivers on the left side. They're going to hand it off. Tommy Poole running to the left. Cuts it upfield. He's got a first down, down to the 20-yard line. Tommy Poole with a 7-yard run and a first down, and the Thayer Bobcats are in the Community First Banking Company red zone. First and 10 at the Ava 20-yard line. Thayer Bobcats keep the clock running with the first down. Down to 6:46 to play in the game. Thayer Bobcats trying to get to 7-0. They bring Zeb Dubois off the field as Dominic Boyce has checked in for the Bobcats. And it was Cordell Washington and Tommy Poole. Bobcats will come out single back set. 4 wideouts on the play. Boyce is the lone setback. And they give it to him on a little delayed handoff, and he dives down to about the 18-yard line.
This on the carry, Jacob Lobb.
They mark him down at the 19, so it'll be a 1-yard pickup. Lobb went low on Boyce and brought him down on that play. A second down and 9 here. More importantly for the Thayer Bobcats, the clock continues to run. Ava's got 3 timeouts. They may have to start using some soon, trying to conserve some time. Down by 3 touchdowns with under 6 minutes to go in the game. Thayer Bobcats on the move in the Community First Banking Company red zone. Double wide set. Went backfield. Tight end on the near side. Bobcats pitch it. They got us to Poole. Poole cuts it up at the 20. Then a 15. 10, down to the 5-yard line. We got a penalty flag. Matter of fact, we've got 2 penalty flags down. I think this one's coming back.
That
was a nice run by Tommy Poole down to the 5-yard line, but we got a penalty on the play. Going to be holding on the Thayer Bobcats. So Tommy Poole finally breaks loose on another good run, and the Bobcats get called for a penalty again. And there are actually 3 penalty flags on the field. A block in the back against Thayer declined. Face mask, holding against the Bobcats. That one will be accepted.
That penalty will be enforced 10 yards.
So they'll mark it back 10 yards from with the line of scrimmage, I believe. So you take a 15-yard run off the board for Tommy Poole. I'd run that same play and let him have it again.
It was pretty wide open.
And they'll back the ball all the way up to the 30. Of the 28-yard line. So Thayer with a second down and about 18 yards to go for a first down. And again, we're down under 5.5 minutes to go in the ball game, and the clock starts to run. Ava Bear is looking to get a stop here. They're down 3 touchdowns. They've got to get something going. Bobcats lead it 30-8. Ava's running out of time. Bobcats maintaining the drive. Thayer comes in a power eye formation, hand ball to the deep back, and he dives down inside the 25 to about the 24-yard line. That was Thomas Poole, going to pick up about 4 on the play. Takes it to the 24-yard line, be 3rd and about 15 for the Thayer Bobcats. Do you dare put the ball in the air right here? I think you just run it. You're in 4 down territory.
Yeah.
You know, you're in the Community First Banking Company red zone at the Ava 25. You got 2 tries to pick up 15 yards. The way Thayer's run the ball tonight, they should be able to do that. Have the confidence that they can get that done without having to start slinging it around. Bobcats come out in a power eye formation and hand the ball off to Tommy Poole. Tommy gets hit in the backfield, manages to fall ahead for about a yard pickup.
And hanging on to the tackle, James.
Poole will pick up only a yard on a 3rd and 15. That'll make it 4th and 14. And the Ava Bears called timeout with 4:34 to play in the football game. Thayer leads it by a score of 30-8 here at Ava. We'll take a timeout, back with the fourth quarter play in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Just like the Thayer Bobcats fight for every yard, Thayer Dental Care, a Moart Dental and Implants location, fights for your family's healthiest smile. From routine cleanings to advanced dental implants, Dr. Patel and Dr. Blount provide comprehensive care for every member of your family. Thayer Dental Care, part of Moart Dental and Implants, proudly supporting Thayer Bobcats football. Call today to schedule your appointment and keep your winning smile game ready. Thayer Dental Care, Moart Dental and Implants says go Bobcats.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Back to the voice of the Thayer Bobcats, Mike Crace.
Well, Thayer Bobcats coming in on a fourth down and 14 from the Ava 24-yard line. Thayer's got to get it to right at the 10 for a first down. What do you have in the playbook on a fourth and 14? Bobcats send two receivers wide to the far side, two to the near side. They have Dubois back to protect. Harrison shotgun. Rolling to his right, steps into a throw toward the end zone. His man is open. Oh, couldn't make the catch. Falling out of bounds. It was Cordell Washington. Had a step on the defender for a minute. Cordell gets up a little slow after that play. So the Thayer Bobcats will turn it over on downs. But the Ava Bears take over at the Thayer 24-yard line. Clock will stop on the incompletion with 4:28 to play in the game. Ava Bears haven't given up yet.
Nope.
They're down 30-8, but they are still out there playing hard. Thayer Bobcats took 5 minutes off the clock on that drive.
That's what we needed.
But they need it, absolutely. Didn't get a touchdown, but took a lot of time off the clock here. Bobcat back out there on defense. Aiden Lane still in quarterback for the Ava Bears. He's straight back looking to throw. The lefty going to swing it down the middle. Pass is incomplete, intended for Lobb. And Lobb had a little bit of, well, he was open just a little, but if he would have caught that ball, Cordell Washington was right there. We get to watch him at the video showing the replay and watch Cordell. Cordell was ready to light him up. So number one, Lobb. Couldn't catch up to the pass. Second down and 10 for the Ava Bears. Same formation, double wing. Quarterback back to throw. This time throw the quick out. Got it out there to his receiver. Makes the catch and steps.
Early
marked him out of bounds. It's going to be short of a first down. That was Swearingen, number 9. Braxton Swearingen on the reception. Stopped the clock as he went out of bounds. But he's short of the first down marker. Third down and 1 here. For the Ava Bears, down to 4:19 to play in the game. Ava got a man wide to the near side, one to the far side. Still in that double wing formation, that flex offense. And they give the ball up in the middle to the fullback. He breaks the tackle, still on his feet, breaks another, gets across the 40, all the way out to the 44-yard line. About 11 yards on the pickup for Evans, and a first down for the Ava Bears. That was a nice run by Evans right up the gut of the Bobcat defense. First and 10, Ava. Counting down to the 4-minute mark remaining in this game. Got a man going in motion. Now quarterback looking to throw. Bobcat gets some pressure. He's going to tuck it and run. He's going to get brought down at about the 46-yard line. Penalty flag coming down in the middle of the play. This looks like it might be either an illegal man downfield or a hold on the Ava Bears. We'll see what the officials are getting ready to call. And no indication yet from the White Hat what the penalty is. And still no indication what the penalty is going to be. End up being a pickup of about 3 yards. And they look like... So it's going to be holding on the defense.
Spotted across the 45 to the 44. We'll move the change to another Ava Bear.
How is the defense holding? We're looking at the replay. I don't get that one. Holding on the defense. That means another first down for the Ava Bears in the Bobcat territory at the 44-yard line. In double wing formation. Quarterback back looking to throw. Throws a quick out, and the ball carrier is hit immediately. And to keep the clock running, he didn't get out of bounds. That was Swearingen again on the reception. Picks up about 3 yards on the play, but a good tackle out there by the Thayer Bobcats. Thomas Poole making the tackle. Keeps the clock running. Second down and about 7. When Ava fumbled the football, picked it up, and the Bobcats stopped the play in the middle. Bobcats was fumbled. Ava picked it up, and there was the Thayer Bobcat to make the stop. Big tackle there by the Thayer Bobcat interior line. Play will lose 2 yards for Aiden Lane. So third down and practically 10 yards to go here for the first down. Down to 3 minutes remaining in this game. Ava not getting in a big hurry here. Again, double wing formation. Got lob coming in motion. They're going to throw the football, throw it over the middle. Pass is complete to Swearingen, but he didn't get to the first down marker. Oh, I'm sorry, that was Swadesh that time. Swadesh on the reception. Number six. And it's going to bring a fourth down and about a half a yard to go for a first down for the Ava Bear. Now the White Hat's going to look at it. And it's fourth down.
It'll be just short. Fourth down.
About a half a yard short. And for some reason, they stopped the clock. I guess while the official, now he winds the clock. Ava comes to the line on a fourth and short. They've been running quarterback sneak. They do again, and they may not have got it this time. They needed a half a yard. This will depend on the spot, but the quarterback tried to go over the top, and there was nowhere to go. Lane, the quarterback, will they give him enough for the first down? Whitehead is looking at it. It's awfully close. And they're going to have to bring on the chains. Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if he got it or not. When he dove up over the top of the pile, he went nowhere. We'll see. We're looking at it on the replay. It is going to be, well, you know what? From where they ended up putting the ball, I think he got it.
Yeah,
about the length of the football. I didn't think when they marked the play that he did, but he ends up getting it. Yep, by the length of the football.
And that play will move the chains once again.
So 1 yard on the pickup for Aiden Lane going over the top. I think a pretty favorable spot there for the Ava Bears.
Probably at the 34.
So the Ava Bears maintain possession, but we're down to 2:46 to play in the game. They've got it down to the Thayer 34-yard line. Yeah, 34-yard line of the Thayer Bobcats. Lob going in motion. Quarterback looking to throw. Throws it over the middle. Incomplete. Pass intended for number 12. That is Kyle Pitts. Ball's incomplete. Covered by Tommy Poole for the Thayer Bobcats. There goes Christian Pitts back in the game. Gasper Seipert will come off. Bobcats getting fresh legs in there to play up in the middle. It's second down and 10 here for the Ava Bears. Trying to put a second score on the board. Trailing 30-8. Three receivers in a bunch on the near side. Quarterback throws it the other way. Pass is caught, but it's going to be short of the first down marker. Tackled immediately by the Thayer Bobcat defense. And ball carriers seems to be shaking up just a little bit. He gets up. Getting up kind of slow. That was Swearingen again, number 9. Pickup of about 8 yards on the play. It'll be third down and 2 for the Ava Bears. They would love to get back on the scoreboard again before this game is over. Down to 2 minutes and 25 seconds to play. Second and 2 here from the Thayer 20, about the 26-yard line. Got a man going in motion, give it to him on a pitch. He tries to cut up field and dives ahead for a first down. Nice play by number 6. That was Swadesh. Swadesh will pick up about 3 yards on the play and a first down for the Ava Bears. Down to 2:11 to play in the ballgame. They're trying to keep Ava out of the end zone. They do not want to give up a second touchdown. Defense is playing hard right here. Ava with it on a 1st and 10. Quarterback back looking to throw. Bobcats get a little pressure, and he throws it away on the sideline. Good coverage out there by Tommy Poole. And it'll bring up a 2nd down and 10 for Ava down at the Thayer 20. Actually, it's about the 22-yard line, isn't it? Play took only 11 seconds off the clock, down to 2 minutes to go. Remember, following the ball game tonight, we'll have your post-game report brought to you by Thayer Decorating Downtown. Get Coach Breyer Hancock up, get a few words from him on the post-game report. 2nd down and 10 for the Ava Bears. They got a man in motion, quarterback looking to throw, backside pressure gets hit as he throws, and the ball falls incomplete down around the goal line. So Abel was going for the long pass, and the Bobcats got there. Deb Dubois hit him right between the shoulder blades in the back, just as he just as he let that ball go, and it kind of floated like a wounded duck up in the air and fell incomplete at the goal line. Bobcats almost had a chance to intercept that ball down there. So a third down and 10 for Ava. They're 22-yard line. Obviously in four-down territory here. Trying to get on the scoreboard again before this game is over. Minute 54 to go. Aiden Lane up under center. Got a back in the backfield. Straight up, throws a little quick wide receiver screen. Pass is caught. And ball carrier is tackled after about a five-yard pickup. Abraham, number 22, I believe it was. Yeah, Kel Abraham. It'll be fourth down and six for the Aver Bears. Fourth and six. Bobcats trying to get a stop. Here's a handoff going to Swadesh. Swadesh cuts it back against the grain. Gets down inside the 10 to about the 9-yard line. That'll keep the drive alive. It'll be a 7-yard pickup for Swadesh, number six for the Aver Bears. And the Aver Bears have got it on a first and goal to go with a minute 24 to play in the game. Aiden Lane, the quarterback, up under center, takes the snap, straight back, looking to throw. Oh, fakes it over the middle, now going to tuck it, try and run for it. Bobcats trying to keep him out of the end zone, and he's in for the touchdown. Nice run for Aiden Lane on the quarterback scramble. Scores from 8 yards out, so Lane, with an 8-yard run for the touchdown, that makes it 30-14. And the Aver Bears are going to line up and just kick for it. You got to think that that's like practice for the Aver Bears. They're getting ready for their game next week. Not sure who they play next week. Maybe Mountain Grove. I'm not sure. Shouldn't say, I guess. And we're going to go for two here on the extra point. And they give it off to Swadesh, and Swadesh dies and did not make it. Well, the extra point try is no good. That makes our score 30-14. Fair Bobcat with the lead, and we're down to a minute 9 to play in the game. We'll be back with a kickoff in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
At Monarch Realty, we cover two states with three locations and 24 agents scattered all over the Ozarks. In the Monarch family, we offer licensed drone pilot, E&O insurance, signage, and closing support to our loyal family members. No desk fee, no franchise fee. We are open to productive agents and have a sliding pay scale. Thinking about moving? Better call Saul.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we're down to a minute 7 to play in a football game here on the hill at Ava, Sylvie Field inside Harlan Stadium. Thayer Bobcats lead it 30-14 after the Ava Bears just drove the ball down the field and scored their second touchdown of the night. Aiden Lane, their quarterback, takes it in for the touchdown from, 8 yards out. Went for two on the extra point. It was no good. Now Ava set to kick it off. Cordell Washington back deep for the Bobcats. And Ava trying the onside kick. And the Bobcats have recovered at the 48-yard line.
Well, that was a textbook recovery right there.
That was. It was. Who was it right there made that recovery? It was Dominic Boyce.
Yeah, I think it was Boyce.
Dominic Boyce. So they had some hands people up on the front line. So if their Bobcats take over first and 10 from their own 48-yard line with a minute 8 to play in the game. That play only took 1 second.
Yep.
first and 10, Thayer. First down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Coming up after the game, stay tuned for the post-game report brought to you by Thayer Decorating Downtown. Statman Admiral have all the final stats for us. We'll get a word with Bobcat coach Briar Hancock. Start thinking about next week. The Willow Springs Bears at Lewis Boston Field. Thayer comes out on the first down play to hand it off, and the runner is going to go for about 8 yards. That was Tommy Poole, picks up 8 out across the 50 to the 45-yard line. Good run for Tommy Poole, makes it a second down. Thought Ava might call a timeout to try and stop the clock, but they're not going to. Down to 49 seconds to play. Don't know why the clock stopped. Now it goes again. Down to 40 seconds playing the game. Thayer's got to run one more play at getting a victory formation and just kneel on it.
Yeah, I think that's what we're about to see.
Thayer Bobcats. Or you go to 7-0. Yep, they are coming in victory formation here. We're down to 24 seconds to play in the game. Harris up under center, takes the snap, backs up a little bit, and takes the knee. And that play will end our ball game. The Thayer Bobcats win a victory tonight, 30-14 over the Ava Bears.